Absolute pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Claire Garrada. She's the former president of the Royal College of General Practitioners. Very much appreciate you joining us there. Superbugs could kill one person every 3 seconds around the world if we don't actually tackle this issue. I have to say, while Claire was talking, my lovely colleague John Holmes was walking into the studio to tell us what's happening on his show after 1 o'clock. And you perked up at something in particular that Claire said, that the average man was just over 5 foot in the Victorian age. You'd have done well, wouldn't you?
I would have done very well, wouldn't I? And to be honest with you, I think we should hark back to those times.
We should. We should just start squashing babies. So, did you know the binding of feet that used to go on in China? We just sort of just bind them.
Bind babies is
but
what
you look. You looked so happy at that.
Well, you know, it's nice when one's, I guess one's peers get mentioned.
Would you not still have been considered fairly on the short side even in those days?
Probably, yeah.
I've been a giant. I'm just under 5'11".
Yeah, you are.
I went to Cambodia quite a few years ago, and I was in Phnom Penh, and people were taking photos of the palaces and the river, and it's all very lovely. And I kept trying to get out of people's way in the photos. You know, sort of some big lumbering British woman in the photos, ruining the photo. And people kept looking really disappointed until our guide pointed out they were trying to get me in the photo because they just thought I was this. Well, not thought, they were of the view I was this absolute freakish giant. Giant lady.
Well, I'm saying nothing.
Quite rightly, very wise, very wise. I've got a longer reach than you over the table. No, but genuinely, there are roughly, give or take, 50 Cambodians now who have photos of them.
Of you.
But of the palace in Phnom Penh with this really, with the British giant lady. I've got my arms around them. Like, you know, it's like Lilliput.
It was for something I went to, where was I? In cycling through India and in villages that basically hadn't seen white people. I mean, these were really rural.
Not as short as you, anyway.
Well, exactly, but it was on a child's bike, and it was exactly the same thing though. But everyone had smartphones, and I was amazed by that. And all they were doing there was just taking photographs of the weird people coming into their village. But that's that's fair enough. If a weird person comes into the village where I live, I go and take photographs of them.
Exactly, we do. Now, what's coming up on your show this
afternoon? Oh, stuff again.
We tend
to fill it with stuff. If I'm honest, well, the High Priest Vexen Le Crowl is coming again. Thursday. He's from the Temple of Mephistopheles. Stoffelis in Hendon. He's got a thought for the day for Satanists. There's a diversity paper review. Today the paper's Lenny Henry's very pleased with it, with the most diverse programme.
Has he told you that personally?
Not really, but no. I can imagine if I spoke to him, he'd say exactly that. Today, a Jewish man, so that's a diversity. There will be some corporate guff speak. Now, you know that sick management speak when they say things like, let's run that around the track of creativity.
You've got like a window, yeah.
All that. What we do is we get listeners to send in their examples of the crappiest bit of that.
Yeah. And then, are you going to be looking outside the box?
Oh, very much so. And then Cass, assistant producer Cass, has to go and try and get a phrase into a meeting with one of our dull bosses out there and record it on her phone. So that's what we're going to be doing.
Good luck with that. Well, it's been lovely knowing you, Cass. I have to say, where's your bearded fuzzy friend? Yes,
big ginger producer Dave. He hasn't turned up today. I can only presume he's off trying to get off with students again.
I suppose to see what he does. He's probably just putting his rucksack helpfully on the seat next to him on the bus. It's probably the sort of thing people like. It's at 12:58. Time for me to leave. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. After all, John Holmes's stuff this afternoon. And I'll leave you in his capable hands after 1 o'clock.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of top trade paint brands, including Leyland, Valspar and Dulux. Plus loads more, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. Check out our biggest trade paint shop at your local TradePoint counter today. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is, yes. Good afternoon. Hello. It's Thursday. Let's make it a Thursday. It's 1 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, an Egypt's airplane disappears after sudden swerves, a man arrested after scaling a palace wall, and tobacco companies lose at the High Court.
Talk Radio.
The Foreign Office says it's made contact with the family of a British person who was on a plane which has disappeared over the Mediterranean. The Egypt Air flight from Paris to Cairo, which had 66 people on board, vanished from radar screens overnight. It's claimed it made sudden swerves before it disappeared. Dr. Stephen Wright is an aviation lecturer.
The big question for me is, if there was something untoward taking place, why wasn't there a transmission, emergency transmission, made by one of the pilots not flying the aircraft, which would be the normal procedure?
An inquest has found a British man was unlawfully killed during November's terror attack at the Bataclan Theatre in Paris. Nick Alexander had been selling merchandise for the band Eagles of Death Metal. Scotland Yard says a man's been arrested following a security breach at Buckingham Palace last night. It's thought the Queen's likely to have been there after attending the state opening of Parliament yesterday. No weapons were found on the 41-year-old. A woman is being questioned by police after 11 children were bitten by a dog in a park in Northumberland. Northumbria police say the animal, which is believed to be a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, is in secure kennels. Tobacco companies have lost their High Court challenge over government plain packaging rules the day before they were due to come into force. The government says it's a victory for a generation that will grow up smoke-free. Deborah Arnott is from the anti-smoking group ASH.
The evidence put before the court shows very clearly that standardised plain packaging is much less attractive to children, much less misleading, and the health warnings on the pack stand out much more. So over time, this is likely to lead to fewer children taking up smoking.
The schools minister is warning the government will do everything in its power to prevent children being taken on holiday during term time. Nick Gibbs says a High Court ruling last week is a threat to attendance. Judges backed a father who refused to pay a fine for taking his daughter out of school to go to Disneyland. Sean Tipton from the Travel Association ABTAS told Talk Radio schools take their holidays at the most popular times of year.
They're major bank holidays and the height of summer, so prices will inevitably rise anyway at those times. That's simple economic supply and demand. But because the schools take their holidays then, that's two things. It exacerbates the issue, increases the demand, which puts the prices up again, but also means that parents feel they have to go at those times when prices are highest.
And Muirfield will no longer host golf's Open Championship after members voted against letting women join the club. The captain says while the majority of members voted in favour to change the rules, a two-thirds majority which was needed was not met.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain will push into northern and western areas of the UK as it turns breezier. The southeast of England will remain largely dry with some sunny spells. Highs of 19 degrees.
Victoria, I cannot thank you enough for that.
You're welcome, John.
Thanks. Right, it's 3 minutes past one. We'll do some sort of programme in a minute, but look, is it Moose? It's Moose. Is it Moose?
I reckon it's Ben.
You reckon it's Ben?
Mmm.
Oh. Well, Ben or Moose has the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with cricket. England have lost a treble of early wickets at Headingley after losing the toss and being put into bat by Sri Lanka on day one of the first test. Joe Root, Nick Compton and captain Alistair Cook have already been dismissed. England a short time ago were 52 for 3. Liverpool will be coming to terms today with losing the Europa League final 3-1 to Sevilla. The defeat means they miss out on a chance to qualify for next season's Champions League. Former Reds midfielder Danny Murphy told TalkSport last night showed the thin margin between success and failure.
There are some positives because Liverpool have played in two big finals and penalty shootout against City could have gone either way. They could have had trophy this year with a squad that isn't Klopp's.
Finally, Aston Villa's soon-to-be owner Dr. Tony Zia plans to eventually bring European football back to the club. The Chinese businessman is reported to be targeting former Chelsea and West Brom boss Roberto Di Matteo to be the club's new manager. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sports.
Thanks, Ben.
Talk Radio.
Visit your nearest Lidl and take a look at their latest pick of the week deal. This week, they've got close-cut mushrooms, sweet potatoes, blueberries and butternut squash, all only 59p each. Well, that's 4 out of my 5 a day. Subject to availability, selected stores only, and I may vary. Offer ends 25th of May.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, it is Talk Radio. On a Monday, I am the dangers of mathematics. Let's talk about you, the ginger egotist on the telephone.
Lots of reaction.
All you need to do is this. You apply for a job at the BBC.
But I don't get told to wear things regularly.
I'll tell you who Beyoncé loves.
Bob Marley.
You asked a question in the direction of Talk Radio.
You know what? I'm A-OK.
That is pretty much diverse. Let's hear another track. Your chance to win tickets.
That much is abundantly clear.
In front of a specially invited crowd in the pet food aisle of Lidl. Presenter salaries are on performance-related pay. Paul Ross wearing high heels.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out to get on a journey,
hello then, and good afternoon to you, and welcome. It is Talk Radio in that afternoon that I just said then, and I am, well, in fact, I'm not allowed to tell you who I am because of the Supreme Court super injunction that continues to be upheld. So I'll have you know that I have a right to privacy, just like, who are the couple involved? So I am... Yeah. And this is Talk Radio then, let's call it a one till foursome. It's the Thursday, the 19th of the May, 273 years to the day since Jean-Pierre Cristin deployed and developed his centigrade temperature scale, a system by which he took all of the numbers, if you know your history, he took all of the numbers between 1 and 100 and he sewed them together, mouth to anus, in order to put them, the number 1 was sewn to the number 2. The number 2 was sewn to the number 3, the number 3 to the number 4, and so on and so forth, all the way up to the number 100. And now it failed as an experiment, I'm afraid, because he realised that numbers have neither mouths nor ani. So, like all great scientists, though, he didn't give up, but instead he wrote the numbers onto the naked backs of 100 people. Can you see where this is going? And sewed them together so that they formed a temperature scale on all fours. The very human centigrade, that's what he, there it is, that's what he called it. And it's the anniversary of centigrade today, so wherever you are, do make sure you take notice of the temperature, because without Jean-Pierre Cristin sewing 100 human beings with numbers written on their backs together, mouth to anus, in 1743, we'd have no temperatures at all. Anyway, let's now hold the radio thermometer under the tongue of today's show and see what we get. Headline hijack is on the way. That's obvious. There's a nice crisp 87 treble 2 for you if you'd like to get in touch and join in.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio to send us your made-up news lies for Victoria. Hello, Victoria.
Hi.
To hide into her bulletin. She'll shove them into her bulletin and pull it out in about 50 minutes' time. We do it to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit, those who get back to the office, put the radio on at the time of the news and believe it, because ordinarily Victoria tells the truth, of course. There's more solitary dining in today's Lower Lunch Club? Or Lonely Lunch Club? Could be Lower Lunch Club, I suppose, if you're eating in a basement. Lonely Lunch Club, then. If you're lonely, whatever the reason, let us know. We'll be your virtual friend and or colleague, able to chew the fat and shoot the breeze. Using food-based terms there. To be clear, by the way, we won't literally chew any fat that you might have, and neither will we discharge a firearm into a soft cheese. Be inducted into the... Shoot the breeze. That's what it means. Shrugging. In the Tupperware Hall of Despair, that is where you can be inducted. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio, one thing.
Start your message with the word lunch.
Work experience punditry arrives in the shape of. What is it today? Oh, gadgets.
Gadgets. Sean.
Sean is doing gadgets. He'll be reviewing geeky stuff, gadgets and such like. There's the news in haikus. We go out into the streets, obviously, to see what the people think. There are people in the streets, but the question remains, what do they think? Well, we go out and we ask them what the people think. We ask the people what they think. What do the people think today? Do they think badgers? No, what is it? Oh, you've forgotten. Fine.
Vitamins or guitars.
That's right. Vitamins or guitars is today's. But what do you think? Do you think vitamins or do you think guitars? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word vitamins or guitars and not badgers.
It's Thursday, so there'll be another welcome visit from Vexen Le Crowley. He is, of course, the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles, which is in Hendon. And he'll be here with his thought for the day for Satanists. There's also the Diversity Paper Review today. That is brought to us by Johnny. He's a Jew. There is Showbiz News, where a man from TalkSport, who has no knowledge or interest in showbiz, brings us the Showbiz News. And there will be an irritating, punchable round of corporate guff speak, which basically involves Cass trying to get a horrendous management phrase sent in by you into one of her boring meetings with our bosses Denny and Laurie, and then record it on her phone. And of course, there's another round of absolutely no one's favourite radio quiz. Paul Rossmasters today. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yes.
Has her knowledge tested of Paul Ross. That's going to be interesting. Ginger producer Dave is not producing. Now, what's happened is he's ordered a fresh set of students off Amazon, and I can only presume they've arrived. As Prodcast then is prodding, and she's through the glass.
Hello.
Hello there. Chloe is all faders and buttons.
Hi.
Victoria is sicking up the news.
I'm not doing that.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is doing an interpretive dance.
Okay.
To mime the names of the still can't name them out loud celebrity injunction couple. Just a...
That's quite good.
That is good, actually. That is him, isn't it? That's, mm-hmm. That's good. Oh, I wish the cameras were working. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's a Thursday afternoon. Should we do some music? It's The Noise of the Cure. Pictures of you on Talk Radio.
I couldn't hold on.
Cornelius, why don't you take some time now to just ask me why I'm playing the song Pictures of You by The Cure. The Cure, currently fronted by Robert Smith.
If
you've seen pictures of him, who looks like he's eaten the earlier Robert Smith. Big old fat Robert Smith.
He got fat?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
He's aged, hasn't he? Yeah. That happens. It happens, John.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Nothing.
Okay. So, Robert Smith and The Cure, the Pictures of You.
Well, first of all, very, very nice choice of song.
Thank you.
As head of music. But why, John? Tell me why. I don't like Mondays.
No, that's not what it was.
Tell me why you're playing this song.
It's because of today's big story, isn't it? It's today's big story.
I thought that might be the case.
So today on the show, we're going to be talking about Koons. The artist, Jeff Koons, who is an American artist. And he's...
Yeah, carry on.
Come up with a new sculpture. It wasn't racist, by the way. That was artist.
Yeah.
Jeff Koons, he's exhibited a new art, and it's his child fashioned a colourful lump of Play-Doh in 1994. Right.
Okay.
And now Jeff Koons has recreated it, 43 feet high, weighing 44 tons, out of aluminium. And it's just a lump of aluminium in the shape and colours of a lump of Play-Doh that his child made in 1994.
Why didn't you just use Play-Doh?
Because it would go manky.
Oh, right.
Have you ever used Play-Doh? It doesn't.
Not for a while.
Doesn't age. Like Robert Smith. It doesn't age well. But this is the big story today, of course, is it's art.
Art.
So, you know, it's always a controversial subject, isn't it? The Turner Prize nomination. I mean, but this today's big story is art. Obviously, this isn't the first time that someone has used children's toys to make art. You remember, was it? I don't know. It's about 4 years ago. The giant kaplunk. Do you remember that?
In London. That was great.
Yeah, what they did was, if you remember, they got a load of logs, didn't they, from Canada. They came in, there's a huge, great redwood logs, didn't they? And inserted them all right in the middle of the shard.
Yeah.
Right across the inside of the shard, from the outside all the way through the shard. And then at the top, they just dropped in a load of dwarfs. And they just turned the shard into a giant game of kaplunk. And they had cranes pulling out the logs to the dwarfs would drop, and that's
Boris won, didn't he?
Boris Johnson won. Yeah, absolutely. And it was so the giant, they turned the shard into a giant game of, so really, I mean, Jeff Koons is just following on from that kind of tradition. So we're going to need a guest to talk to about art. So Asprod Cass, who is through the glass. Hello.
An artist, an art critic.
Keep going.
A toy shop owner. A student who does art.
Just find someone who once bought a picture.
What?
Just someone who bought a picture once. That'll do.
What, like an expensive picture?
No. Any picture.
Okay.
18 minutes past one. We'll talk to someone who's bought a picture next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's red versus brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of two tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the baked snack available in Chip Shop-inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Why test drive the new smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight in a weight.
It detects other road users with Ford Alert.
It's a truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 16th and the 23rd of May. You'll save £500. Unlearn test drives with the new Ford Ranger. Smart.
And tough.
Visit Ford.co.uk for more details.
Test drive any new Ford Ranger between the 16th and 23rd of May 2016 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the on-the-road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 25th of May 2016 and registered by the 30th of September 2016. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
Come on.
Dad?
Windows up, kids.
Mine's stuck. The cow's licking my face.
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's five-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
Five-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Tunbridge, the A21 through Kent delays both ways between Tunbridge and the Vauxhall roundabout. Down towards North Farm roundabout, it's due to ongoing roadworks. In Berryton through Hampshire, the northbound side of the A3, one lane closed due to a broken down coach, and into the Berryton turnoff at the B2070, it's the inside lane which is closed there. And in Abingdon through Oxfordshire, the southbound side of the A34, one lane blocked due to a breakdown between the Marsham interchange and the Milton interchange. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Throughout history, there have been only a handful of truly powerful seers, determined truth seekers, able to unlock the secret mystical codes of the universe, then use this knowledge to predict the future. Cassandra of Troy, Nostradamus, Russell Grant, and my special guest, world-leading astropsychologist, Dr. Louis Turi. Listen to The Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes, and find out how this year's prevailing cosmic forces will affect your star sign. Plus, the best way to harness the incredible power of your unique celestial identity. And what to do if you suddenly find out you've got Capricorn rising in Uranus. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
21 minutes past 1 o'clock, and just ahead of talking to someone who once bought a picture about art, Cornelius has got some reactions that have been coming in. You can react, as you know, on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What have you got there?
Wow, lots coming in. Jason Cokie says, well, it's nothing new, children's toys with art. Banksy obviously revealed his identity after a massive game of Guess Who.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was when they turned, was it the pitch at Wembley into the a giant Guess Who?
Yeah. It was Wembley. I went. It was great.
Yeah. But that was only one of the Guess Who flip boards, wasn't it?
The
other one was at Emirates, was it?
The Emirates Stadium.
So you had two opposing people playing.
And it's two mystery identities. It was Banksy and...
flipping up the
and
we can't name the other one because of the super injunction.
That's right. And Danny says, well, people said to me I shouldn't make art with toys. Well, to them I say buckaroo.
And this has come in as well from Will Whitmey on Twitter, who says, all this time I've been listening to your show and Cornelius, and I've been starting my text with the word talk, T-A-W-K, which is how Cornelius says it, because he can't talk properly.
Talk. We're bringing me up on talk.
Talk. Talk. Right then, let's have a look at this big story. So this afternoon, if you've just tuned in, we are talking about Koons this afternoon on the radio. The artist Jeff Koons, who has created a giant sculpture out of aluminium, but he's modelled it on a lump of Play-Doh his child made in 1994. This it's £64,000. Worth a year it cost to maintain this, or something. So it's a thing that a man has made and is considered art. And as we mentioned before the break there, it's not the first time this has happened. Of course, 2 or 3 years ago, they turned the Shard in London into a giant game of Kaplunk by putting Canadian redwood logs straight through the middle of it and dropping dwarfs in the top. And then Boris Johnson... various other dignitaries had a game of Kaplunk by using big cranes to pull out the logs, and obviously whoever got the most dwarfs in their box at the bottom lost. Boris Johnson won, and that was art. They did it because it was an art installation. On the line to talk about art is a man who has once bought a picture. Hello.
Hello. You all right?
Hello. Yeah. Who's that?
I'm Jack.
Hi, Jack. And what picture did you once buy?
Well, it was a poster of the band Gorillaz, and That was it.
Yeah.
I consider it art.
Yeah. Yeah, so you did that. And where did you display your poster of the band Gorillaz?
Well, it's on my wall right now. I'm staring at it and they're all staring at me.
Is it?
Mm.
That's great. Well, look, let's see what you think about art then, because you once bought a poster of Gorillaz. So, where do you stand on art? Because it's a controversial subject, isn't it? A lot of people say that you can't call anything art, but you can, can't you?
Yeah. Well, a discussion that I like to have with my friends there: do they call video games art? Because sometimes you just get first-person shooters where it's just bang, 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 and that's it.
Bang, bang, bang.
There's certain games that I quite like. There's one called Shadow of the Colossus, which I think is a work of art. Like, it's just beautiful to look at.
So what you're saying is, if someone considers something art, then it just becomes art.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. Like, you can often consider someone who's very beautiful like a work of art or something like that.
Yeah.
Or movies and stuff.
So what's the opposite of someone who isn't beautiful?
Well,
it's Cornelius, isn't it? It's Cornelius, who is the opposite of art. They're doing trials in Sweden. This is interesting. I don't know whether you're aware of this. In Sweden, they've decided, because we talked about the Shard and installations, they've built the city of Stockholm. They've now built a gallery around the city of Stockholm and over it.
Oh, yeah.
So Stockholm is now art.
Really?
Yeah, and so you can go and see Stockholm, but you have to pay a fee to get in and stuff, which is fine. But now the whole city is an art piece.
Oh, nice.
Which is an interesting idea. And I think it's going to be spreading. It's going to go to Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool and Rome. and they're going to put these walls around these cities and just call them art now. It's just like a live installation. You're looking at your Gorillaz poster there, but the other thing that's going to be happening this summer, based on the Jeff Koons children's toys, is a live version of Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, would you play this?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you do. Because let me explain it to you. What they've got four hippopotami, and they're alive. But they've kind of rigged them onto rudimentary, let's call them mechanical arms.
Yeah,
right.
Sort of like a lever.
Like a lever, yeah. And they've had to detach the jaws of the hippos in order for the lever, which you operate at the back of the hippo. I think there's four zoos involved in this.
Yeah.
The lever would then move the hippo's jaw and push it forward in order to grab basketballs.
Yeah.
And there's four hippos. What colour hippo would you pick?
Oh, bright pink.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And they painted them to match the game. I mean, you've probably read about this in the paper.
Yeah,
I mean, it was all over the press.
I'm not an idiot.
But live Hungry Hungry Hippos, which is coming to the cities.
Mm. That's fantastic.
Oh, isn't it a good idea, though? I mean, again, you can consider that art, can't you?
Yeah, in a way you could, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what animals would you attach to a mechanical arm? And collect basketballs
like a peacock, with the great plumage. It'd be like a big net.
Yeah,
they're like natural works of art.
That's a very good idea.
A pelican with the catchable beak thing.
Yes, because a pelican's beak you could fit that in a beak in a better. Tracy Emin's involved in this as well, by the way. She she did that tent that had all the names of the people she'd ever slept with in it.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So that was a Tracy Emin thing. And she's now done one based on you, Cornelius. It's just an empty tent.
Empty tent. Yeah.
It's an empty, empty, sad.
Poor Cornelius.
Sad tent.
Yeah. Poor me.
Nothing. There's a giant Garfunkel's restaurant.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. As well, springing up over the summer.
Why is that?
Art Garfunkel. That's why.
There we go.
It's a giant restaurant. There's also a giant Malik.
Art Malik?
The actor Art Malik.
Okay.
But there's no such thing as a Malik, so they're going to put him in a giant Garfunkel's as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They could have got a mallard.
A giant mallard.
Yeah.
And that's art. Thanks very much, man who once bought a poster of Gorillaz, the band Gorillaz there. Thank you very much. For talking to us this afternoon on Talk Radio. If you've got an opinion about art, then opinion it this way, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Draw a picture, if you like. art. Right, yeah, we'll meet a lonely lunch clubber very shortly and do Headline Hijack. Ahead of that, though, it's Talk Radio and Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Greek defence minister says a plane which has vanished over the Mediterranean made sudden swerves in Egyptian airspace. 66 people, including one British person, were on the Egyptair flight from Paris to Cairo. It's not known yet what caused it to disappear. Aviation analyst Alex Macheras has told Talk Radio the aircraft has a strong safety record.
The A320, as you say correctly, is really the workhorse of the aviation world. If you've ever flown short haul in your life, then I guarantee you, you have more than likely been on an Airbus A320. They're used up and down the world. They operate short haul. They're all very young, the latest technology.
It's understood the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh were at home when a man scaled a perimeter wall at Buckingham Palace last night. A 41-year-old has been arrested after the security breach. A woman's been questioned after 11 children were bitten by a dog in a park in Northumberland. Police say they were all taken to hospital for treatment, with three staying overnight. The 37-year-old has been arrested on suspicion of having a dog dangerously out of control. Cigarette makers will be forced to sell their products in plain packaging from tomorrow. Four tobacco giants have lost a legal challenge after arguing a new law banning logos or colours restricts their property rights. And the Scottish golf club Muirfield will no longer be allowed to host the Open Championship after members voted against letting women join. The competition's organisers immediately removed it from a list of possible venues. The weather: rain will push into northern and western areas of the UK as it turns breezier. The southeast of England will remain largely dry with some sunny spells. Highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. That was
That was really good.
You weren't listening, I know you weren't.
Actually wasn't. Have you finished?
Yes.
Great. 1:31 is Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings, beautiful lady riders, splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. J. Gab's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yak your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 1:32, momentarily, Headline Hijack, a lonely lunch club. By the way, if you are lunching alone for whatever reason, then you can get in touch and we will be your virtual friend and colleague, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right then. We'll get on to that very, very shortly indeed. However, I was going to mention that, you know, the new sitcom that we had reviewed the other day by our TV reviewer.
Samir?
Yes.
Mm.
He was talking about the Shakespeare sitcom Upstart Crow.
Yes.
And it struck me, actually, that it's one of the only sitcoms of recent times, not ever, but of recent times, to not have the protagonist's name contrived. Protagonist's name forming part of the title. See, for example, Ben Elton's previous work, because he's written Upstart Crow, The Right Way.
Yes.
Where a man called Something Right was in charge of health and safety. Right? And I hate that that sort of thing sticks in my gut. when you just go, oh, come on. So I thought we'd come up with some sitcoms today.
Okay.
You know, because yesterday we talked about a new TV format that we are going to pitch.
Yes, the Chaz and Status.
Yeah, which involved taking double act musical duos, but then splitting them up and mixing them up.
Like wife swap sort of thing.
Sort of, yeah, but with Chaz and Dave and Chase and Status.
That would be so good.
Chaz and Status.
Chaz and Status.
So it's about TV format, so that's what I'm thinking. And so we've nailed Saturday evening ITV format. Today we'll work on sitcoms.
Okay.
All right. So you know the kind of thing I mean. I mean, there's probably loads of examples of this kind of stuff. I mean, but The Right Way is the one that sticks in my mind. But it's always where the protagonist's name forms a title. So anyway, so I was going to, it's going to be on BBC One at 8:30,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Live and Let Live.
Okay, that's a good sitcom name.
Yeah.
That's a and classic.
The premise is this. Eddie Liv...
Yeah.
Right. Jointly owns a rented flat with Ian Lett, which they let to Eddie's brother, Terry Liv. Live and let live.
Live and let live.
See? It's easy.
Yes, that's yeah. good.
And if David Mitchell's in it, it's bound to get commissioned.
Yeah, yeah.
How difficult can it be? So you can get these to us. Pitch us your eponymous sitcoms. 8-7-2-2
Start your message with a word, Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Give me another example.
How about this, John? Burning the candle at both ends. Set in medieval times, Sharon Candle is accused of being a witch and burnt at the stake in both Land's End and John O'Groats. Burning the candle at both ends.
It works. All right. A Stitch in Time.
Okay.
Jane Stitch.
Yeah, Jane.
Is a seamstress that's got a magical sewing machine that transports her to the past. A Stitch in Time.
Mm, yeah, that sounds good.
And it stars David Mitchell.
Is he playing Jane Stitch?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Good casting.
So if you'd like to pitch a sitcom to us, an eponymous sitcom this afternoon, along those lines, then we are taking them. 8-7-2-2
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So then, in, let's be honest and say 25 minutes, there'll be the news at 2 o'clock. You know, if you are a regular listener, that that news contains, well, it contains the news. I mean, but probably, I don't really listen to it, of course, because Victoria reads it out. But it also has the weather, it also has the sport. But somewhere within it, and only in the 2 o'clock bulletin, will be a made-up news lie. We call it Headline Hijack. We like you to make that lie up, please, and feed it in this direction. The reason we do it is because we think that a lot of people aren't listening to this. Well, full stop. But certainly this bit, because it's lunchtime and people pop out for lunch, don't they? So when they get back and have their radios back on at 2 o'clock, they'll hear the news, but they won't know we've put a line in it because they don't hear us setting it up here. That's Headline Hijack. That's how it works. You can get them too. It's 8-7-2-2
Starting message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with the word Talk.
Right, what have we got here? Who has sent this one in? It has come in from Paul. The celebrities involved in today's super injunction have said they're going to perform an Edinburgh Fringe show about the event. The press release says that the show, Secret Threesome, will be acted out from behind a black curtain by the celebrities involved. The microphones they'll be using will have voice modifiers, so they still cannot be identified. Mm. That's coming to the Edinburgh Fringe. Cornelius, what have you got?
Sally says, after Donald Trump has said that he'll be open to talks with North Korea, Kim Jong-un has said that he would not like to meet someone who is an evil, tyrannical leader.
Good.
Good one, Sally.
Yeah,
really sticking it to Trump.
If that doesn't bring him down,
yeah,
nothing will. What's this? The English Literature Council are considering changing the order of the alphabet. This is breaking news this afternoon. They've voiced concern over too many children now thinking LMNO is just one letter called LMNO.
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 A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, LMNO, P.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. The lines are open for Headline Hijack. You've got 20 minutes to get yours in. 8-7-2-2
Start your message with the word Talk. Start your message with any word you like.
And next, we'll meet someone who's lunching alone. It's Talk Radio Thursday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of top trade paint brands, including Leyland, Valspar and Dulux. Plus loads more, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. Check out our biggest trade paint shop at your local TradePoint counter today. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! I wanna go claim. I wanna go claim. I wanna go claim with Stan and Fisher while there's still time.
Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text HURRY to 800-11, that's HURRY to 800-11, or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
I wanna go claim with Stan and Fisher while there's still time.
Hello, son. Good night.
Shut up, Dad.
I remember nights in Winkers.
Shut up, Dad.
I first knowed your mum.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, with tongues, anyway.
Shut up, Dad.
Ooh, like two starving octopus.
Dad, shut up.
Fed up with Dad's taxi? If you're over 18, you can get your very own Citroën C1 with everything you need, including 3 years insurance, for one monthly payment. Get your own car with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Tunbridge, the A21 through Kent delays both ways between Tunbridge and the Vauxhall roundabout down towards North Farm roundabout. It's due to ongoing roadworks. In Berryton through Hampshire, the northbound side of the A3, one lane closed due to a broken down coach, and into the Berryton turn-off at the B2070. It's the inside lane which is closed there. And in Abingdon through Oxfordshire, the southbound side of the A34, one lane block due to a breakdown between the Marsham interchange and the Milton interchange. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio.
Yes.
We'll get you talking.
I'm him. Right, it's just gone a time, and you're listening to the radio marked Talk. Hello. It's a Thursday afternoon, and you've probably been out and about today, wandering about, and you're probably thinking, what an interesting day to see the news today. What an interesting day. And I don't know whether, Cornelius, you've been out and about and seen any of the news today.
No, mate. I'm not a scab.
Right, well, allow us to... the news is complicated there.
Well, I can't get my head around it,
allow
John.
Allow us to help, Cornelius, because we do have a way of helping you understand the news on this programme, and that is by distilling it down to its constituent part, which is, of course, if you strip all the layers away from a... It'd be like an onion. You get an onion, and you peel all the layers away from the onion, and you get right down to the middle of an onion, don't you? And what's in the middle of an onion? A grape. It's like that. It's where we get grapes. But it's like that. But no, with the news, what you do when you peel all the layers of the news away, you get Japanese poetry. And so we bring you five syllables, seven syllables, and another five syllables of explanation. It's the news in haikus.
Junior doctor's a gree deal with Jeremy Hunt. He is a massive...
It is annoying when you run out of syllables on those.
Well, the haiku rules are quite strict.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Right then, shall we meet a lonely luncher?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Come, my friend, and be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. This is where we meet someone who is, for whatever reason, and the reason is not important, lunching alone and attempt to cheer their lunchtime with our good cheer. We can chit and chat about whatever your heart's desires, as though we were your friend and colleague with you for lunchtime. Just idle chit-chat about whatever you like, and you will be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Lonely Lunch Club. Are you a lonely what lunch? Get in touch if you are, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word lunch.
And on the telephone now is a man called John. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm tremendous. How are you?
Good. Well, fine, thanks, yes. So, lunching alone, John, what's led to this sorry state of affairs?
It's the environment I work in, actually. I'm in a secure environment. I can't say too much because I'm here at the moment, and this call probably has been monitored for security reasons.
I see.
So I've already been warned not to be libelous, so I guess I better give you the same advice.
Interesting. Right, so you're in a secret environment. And you can't tell us what it is. I mean,
I work in a prison, but I guess I couldn't. I'm the prison librarian.
This is excellent
wow.
news. Right, okay. Yeah. So, what sort of books are available in the prison library?
Well, lots and lots. I mean, we have got quite a good selection, but because of the nature where we are, a lot of them veer towards the true crime kind of genre, in the gangster stuff and.
Yeah. You'd think in a prison, wouldn't you? You'd think they'd go the other way. You'd think they'd just give them, just Barbara Cartland or something.
Well, I mean, there are prisoners of that ilk, shall I say? But I mostly the guys that
That's what they like. Is it? Okay, right, fine. Mm. So you're in there lunching alone, are you, John?
Yeah, I am.
Right. What time is the library open all day? I mean,
we're expecting prisoners shortly. After two, yeah.
Will the Queen's speech affect you in any way at all? The Queen's speech yesterday, talking about what's going to happen in prisons at weekends and so on and so forth.
Very possibly, aye.
Yeah. What's your busiest time in the prison?
I can't think. Hello there, John. I'm actually being could I stop the phone call?
Yeah, you've been told off for the phone. You've been told off
as well. Yeah.
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 All right. Okay. Is a prisoner trying to get a book out? Is that what's
going on? No. It's
fine.
Okay. Well,
that's fine. He's calling. He's calling. He was calling from a prison library. He was calling from a prison library.
He had to smuggle the phone in, didn't he?
So. Yeah. In a book that he's cut out.
Yeah.
You get books, and then you see in the cartoons they cut the middle out of the book. Don't they? To smuggle in files.
Yeah, yeah.
And contraband. That's probably what's happened.
Mm.
And he probably just put in a true crime book and taken it in.
Yeah.
And now he's been caught. Perhaps he wasn't even the prison librarian. Perhaps he was a prisoner.
Yeah.
Right? And what's happened is someone smuggled a phone. Because they do, don't they? I was only reading about this yesterday.
Mm, yeah.
Someone smuggled a phone in along with other contraband and he was actually in his cell.
Oh, really?
Playing the role of the prison librarian. And now and then one of the screws has come in caught him at it.
Another screw. How dare they?
That was an interesting turn up for the Lonely Lunch Club.
Yeah.
But I like the way he was alone, presumably in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
And then sort of wasn't anymore.
yeah.
He just got caught.
No, that's why he had to hang up, because he was breaking the rules of Lonely Lunch Club. He could have talked and talked, but you're not allowed to. If there's someone else there, You have to end the call.
Is that the rules?
Yeah, it's the rules.
Oh, I didn't realise.
And if not, you go to prison.
That's fine.
And that's why he originally ended up in prison.
In prison.
So really, he was re-offending there.
Yeah. And he's not being rehabilitated in any way at all.
No.
Fine. All right, well, look, you know the rules of Lonely Lunch Club. You have to be alone or you go to prison. Get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word lunch.
By the way, I'm owed £5.
Okay.
By AsProdCast.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and I've just remembered this.
Yeah.
So this would be a good moment to bring that up, because I was going to bring it up slightly later on. But AsProdCast, who ordinarily he's through the glass, owes me £5, and I just realised that.
It's a great reason.
Hi, Cass.
Hi, John.
Hi. You owe me £5.
Yeah.
I don't remember why.
Why, John?
Well, I'm rather not say, but you. But to be fair, you did say you'd give me £5.
I think it's fairly obvious the reason she owes you £5. I mean, the listeners already know it's because you sprayed Febreze into your own face. I mean, that's just a given.
Yes, I did that.
I don't have £5 though.
Right,
I gave it to a tramp last night. When I was
see this is excellent. So let's rewind now. Right. So what happened is, right, let's get work experience Harry in here as well, because it's going to involve him, right? So what happened yesterday was that for some, I don't know why, right, this really happened, but Cass said she'd give me £5 if I sprayed some Febreze into my own mouth.
Yes, I did.
Right. And I took her up on that and sprayed some Febreze into my own mouth.
It was...
And your face.
Yeah. It was really funny.
It was very funny.
I'll be honest with you, the nozzle had a wider spurt than I thought it was going to. So when I went to spray it in my mouth, why did I do that?
Because you're an idiot.
Okay. Because she said give me £5, so I just went, okay, and picked up a big thing of Febreze and sprayed it into my mouth. Which did taste horrible, but was still worth £5. And then what was, we went for a drink after the show yesterday, and Cass, it's fair to say that Cass got very drunk.
Yes.
And on the way home, gave my £5 to a tramp.
He was very grateful for it.
And he did not even have to spray any Febreze into his own face for it.
He could have done that.
Yeah. Did you have the Febreze with you?
No. No, I didn't.
You're just walking around London spraying tramps in the face with Febreze and then giving them fivers. You set the precedent, which thinks Cass can do that now.
Yeah.
That's cruel, though.
Yeah, I know. Don't do that, guys.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
No. Just spray it at John.
Yeah. I mean, you spray it on their clothes, because, you know, it could do with a... Anyway, Harry's... hi, Harry.
Hello, John.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Harry.
This is Harry, his work experience. So what happened was, yesterday, I needed to get an Uber, right? and I couldn't make it work, because I'm not very skilled. So Harry... kindly agreed to book me an Uber on his phone, right? And obviously I said I'd give him the money back, right? Because my phone wasn't working, which you did, right?
Yes.
Good. But the bad news is that Cass has given your money to a tramp.
Well,
because I was going to give you that £5.
Well, the good news is the taxi was actually about £10, so...
So am I going to have to spray myself in the face with Febreze to get another fiver in order to give it to Harry again?
I don't have any spare cash for shenanigans.
Do you have any Febreze?
Yeah, I've got loads.
There's loads of Febreze.
Ooh, hand gel as well. You could eat some hand gel.
How much for the eating of the hand gel?
Guys, this isn't good ideas.
How much hand gel?
I did once eat a Bongella sandwich.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be eaten.
Yeah, but no, it's not supposed to be eaten like jam. And I thought it tastes all right, because I like the taste of Bongella. Tastes horrible. Don't do that, kids, either.
No, don't do that.
So, anyway, the bad news is you've got no money.
Harry, that's okay.
Because Cass has given your money to a tramp.
It's a feeling I'm used to, having no money.
Fair enough. you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And if you're texting in for sitcom pitches, then we are going to be forwarding these to the BBC, by the way, so you can... and again, if you've only just tuned in, you will know that we are pitching sitcom action to the BBC. Just the rules of these. You have to come up with a title of a sitcom, but then it's got to be one of those where the protagonist of the sitcom... has his name in the title in a contrived way. For instance, the example we gave was Ben Elton's The Right Way, where a man with the name Wright worked in health and safety. That, right? And obviously, it's appalling. So far, we've had... what do we have? We had Live and Let Live, didn't we? Eddie Live. Jointly owns a rented flat with Ian Lett, which they let to Eddie's brother, Terry Live. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
This has come in from Tom, who says, how about this? How about the best things in life are free? Michael Life is a sexual deviant.
What?
Who derives pleasure from inserting costless items into himself.
Right. So the best things in life are free. BBC One, 8:30. Sticks and stones will break my bones. Eddie Sticks and Ian Stones work in an abattoir and are in charge of the crushing machine. That's from Dan. Thanks very much. The sky's the limit. So these are quite complex. The sky's the limit. Two astronauts.
Yeah.
Who live on the Isle of Skye. And they're called Eddie Skye and Ian Skye.
Yeah.
And they live on the Isle of Skye. And they've got a broken Skye Plus box. And it's broken for the eighth time. And they've run out of patience. The sky's the limit. Starring David Mitchell.
Yeah, David Mitchell would be good in that.
We got another one?
Yeah. The grass is always greener on the other side. Classic flatshare sitcom.
Yeah.
Jimmy Greener lives with part-time Russian spy Vladimir Glass. However, Vlad works so much that Jimmy is starting to suspect that he's actually working full-time for the Russian government. So the grass thinks green. The grass is always greener. He's always on the other side.
Yep.
The grass is always
greener on the. On the, if you've got a sitcom you'd like to pitch in this direction, then 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll get through some more of those as the afternoon progresses. Right. It's almost time for the news at 2 o'clock, which means we need to find a winner for today's headline hijack. And all that involved was making up a news story and seeing it appear in the news at 2 o'clock. Coming out of Victoria's mouth as though it was true, in order to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. We'll find a winner in a moment. Let's have a quick look at what's coming in, though. What have we got here? The children's toys, Slinkies. The Slinky has been recalled as tests have shown they're upsetting the gravitational balance of the atmosphere. Scientists have said that if the sale of Slinkies continues at the current rate, the tides in the sea could become unsynced with the moon. And that's coming from Jean this afternoon. Cornelius, you got another quick one before we find a winner?
Yeah, okay, this one's from Thomas. He says that a new driving law officially gives a passenger priority right to take control of the radio if there is a passenger in the car. Anyone sitting in the shotgun position may take requests from the drivers, but they're now not lawfully in their right. They're now not lawfully...
What?
In their right to
you mean that you mean they now that you mean they now can lawfully ignore the driver.
Yeah,
that's what you meant to say, isn't it?
That would be a good way of writing and saying that sentence.
Excellent news. Do we have a winner?
Yeah.
Can you read a name or do you want some help?
I have to get this one right. It's Nigel.
Nigel, and where is Nigel from?
Nigel is from North Wales.
Nigel in North Wales, well done. You've got your made-up news story. Into the news, which is next as part of Headline Hijack. Work experience punditry coming up. Today, we talk gadgets and geeky crap. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sky asked me to big up their box sets. I said, sure. If I can squeeze it around True Detective, because I'm up to episode 4, you see. Okay, they said. So I said,
if you're a Sky TV customer, you can upgrade to addictively good Sky box sets from just £6 extra a month. Get over 350 box sets, including new hit Billions, The Affair, True Blood, and True Detective. Search Sky box sets and upgrade today.
So then I said, can I get back to True Detective? And they said, can you squeeze in the legals too? Only if I do it super fast, I said.
Require Sky TV, the family bundle, all HD. Compatible box, broadband, minimum recommended speed, 2 megabits per second. Setup costs may apply. Selection of shows varies each month. Further terms apply.
Jeff the electrician loves Screwfix and shops there all the time. But he doesn't always need to go there to shop there. Like right now. He's relaxing at home, ordering from 25,000 products at Screwfix.com. Isn't it nice to have the choice, Jeff? And with next day delivery to home or site, when you order by 7pm Monday to Friday or 4pm at weekends, you can shop when you want, how you want. It's why those in the know Screwfix.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall, and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock, good afternoon, Thursday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Egyptian official says plane most likely brought down by terrorism, a palace security breach, and Muirfield refuses to let women golf.
Talk Radio.
Egyptian officials aren't ruling out terrorism as the possible cause of the disappearance of a passenger flight over the Mediterranean. The Greek defence minister says the plane made sudden swerves and lost altitude before vanishing from radar screens. 66 people were on board, including one from Britain. Sharif Fahy is Egypt's civil aviation minister.
If you analyse the situation properly, the possibility of having a different action or having a terror attack is higher than the possibility of having a technical failure.
Greek state TV's reporting debris been found floating in the sea around 50 miles from where the plane vanished. It's understood the Queen and Prince Philip were inside Buckingham Palace when an intruder managed to scale a perimeter wall. Police have arrested a 41-year-old man on suspicion of trespassing on a protected site. Steve Park is a former Royal Protection Officer.
There's both physical and electronic surveillance equipment. And if somebody does get over the wall, really the important thing is, why are they there? What are they there to do? What's the objective? And that's what the police are going to be looking for. It will be embarrassing.
The former girlfriend of a British man who was killed during November's Paris attacks has told an inquest how he died in her arms. Helen Wilson says she tried to shield Nick Alexander at the Bataclan Theatre and gave him mouth-to-mouth. He'd been working for the band Eagles of Death Metal. Nick's sister Zoe gave this statement after the coroner ruled he'd been unlawfully killed.
Nick was a much-loved son, brother, uncle and friend. A strong, gentle, generous and funny man who lived his life to the full. We were blessed to have him in our lives, and we miss him beyond measure.
Four big tobacco companies have lost a high court challenge against cigarettes being sold in standardised green packets. New rules on plain packaging come in tomorrow, but firms have a year to get rid of old stock. A celebrity has won his fight at the Supreme Court to keep a ban in place on his name, appearing in a newspaper story about claims of extramarital activities. Judges rule the Sun on Sunday should be barred from revealing his identity. They say there's no evidence of any genuine public interest. Muirfield will no longer be allowed to host Golf's Open Championship after members voted against allowing women to join the Scottish club. The competition's organisers immediately took it off a list of possible venues.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain will push into northern and western areas of the... John?
Yep. I just had a little yawn, sorry.
Yeah, I think you pretended to do that.
No, it was a genuine...
Just to be annoying.
That was No, that was a genuine yawn. Not about you. Just carry on.
I don't know if I want to. So offensive. Rain will push into northern and western areas of the UK as it turns breezier. The southeast of England will remain largely dry with some sunny spells. Cornelius!
Sorry, yawns are contagious. It's nothing to do with you. It's just
highs of 19 degrees.
I'm just waiting to see if you're going to yawn now.
Because it's not contagious. Because you two are both faking it to be irritating.
That's not true.
That's an accusation that I'm not happy with.
That's a slur. Should we do the sport? Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hey,
England's
Ben.
Cricketers are in recovery mode this afternoon after a disappointing morning on day one of the first test with Sri Lanka at Headingley. England lost three wickets this morning in quick succession. A short time ago, the hosts were 70 for three in their first innings. On to football, England are building up to their first Euro 2016 warm-up friendly this weekend. Roy Hodgson's side faced Turkey at the Aviva Stadium on Sunday. The whole game will be live on Talk Sport. Hoping to feature and cement a place in the final 23, Ryan Bertrand, the Southampton left-back, told Talk Sport these warm-up games have their uses.
Very important, you know, it's something you look forward to. You know, it's kind of to get used to the international football, first and foremost, different environments and different, slightly different style of play that you would naturally come up against. So, you know, it's nice to get a run out in them and experience them things.
Finally, Aston Villa's soon-to-be owner Dr. Tony Xie plans to eventually bring European football back to the club. The Chinese businessman is reported to be targeting former Chelsea and West Brom boss Roberto Di Matteo to be the club's new manager. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following the news that superbugs could start killing people every 3 seconds, the UK government says it's hoping to solve the problem once and for all by the invention of a super antibiotic. But some specialists have said that in the long term, this could lead to super duper bugs killing 3 people every second.
Thanks very much, Victoria.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And on the programme then, tickets. We've got tickets to give away for an exclusive tour of Buckingham Palace. Now, obviously, you can already quite easily get tickets to tour Buckingham Palace, but we've got a tour of the grounds on offer. And what's more, it's so exclusive that it will be just you. Now, all you have to do, if you'd like that, is if your private tour is approach Buckingham Palace, probably from the west, and then climb over the wall, avoiding the cameras and security. Once inside, you'll have the grounds to yourself for around about 7 minutes, which is the time it took the police to arrest the man who did it last night. We'll also throw in breakfast the next day in your cell. If you'd like the VIP exclusive on your own tour of the grounds of Buckingham Palace, simply climb over the wall and well, that's it. It's the Climbing Over the Wall of Buckingham Palace tour offer in association with Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Time for work experience punditry then. Nickel stuff is what we are reviewing here on a Thursday. It's gadgets, it's geeky gadgets, geeky things to review it from all the way from work experience is Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Good, good.
Good, fine. Now, so, let's just very quickly explain for people who may not have listened before. We are road testing and very much training up the next generation of critics, broadcasters and pundits, of which you are one. Being work experience means we don't have to pay you anything, which is the main point.
You make that very clear, yes.
Yes, in every conversation we've had. Good. So, what have you got in your geeky bag today?
Well, good news for London drivers. If they're sick of the roads, they can now volunteer to take part in the driverless car.
So this is now a thing, is it?
It's becoming a thing. You sign up and in Greenwich next year, you can take part in a scheme where, for about an hour, you get driven around in a driverless car.
Right. Does it take... Is it like a taxi? It takes you where you want to go, or is it just a test?
Just kind of a test. Takes you around Greenwich, the safe areas. It says it avoids the rivers or anywhere that could cause serious damage.
Yes, you'd need to swap to a driverless boat at that point.
Yeah,
presumably.
That would be good. A captainless boat.
A captainless boat, yeah. Yes. What sort of car is it, do we know?
It looks like some sort of tube. I mean, it definitely doesn't look like no Saab car or any like Ford Focus.
Oh, okay.
It's like a little pod you go into.
Right.
And you get a little rotating seat and just look around the entire area and you get around without the pressure of knowing when to like put the clutch on or anything.
Yeah, because that's a big issue, isn't it? Putting a clutch on. buy an automatic. When you say it's on the way, I mean, is this a test in order to make this sort of a thing that's going to be spread throughout London? I mean, what's the point of the test? How far along are we to making this a...
Well, they've already started near Milton Keynes, but they're doing it around here to see how it works in London, and you won't see it on the roads for probably decade or two, to be honest.
Right.
Really?
But I understand electric cars for all of the climate reasons that there are, but I don't see the point of driverless cars. I mean, why?
I think it's a great achievement. I mean, someone like me who can drive, I just can't drive legally, I think it's a great opportunity to get around of actually needing to drive. Look where you're going. Less casualties, less crashes.
Fewer. But hang on, do you... Right, so you can drive, but not legally?
Yes.
Because you haven't passed your test?
No, yeah. He got banned. No, fine. I'm kidding.
they suggested that, but no.
Right, okay, so... Wouldn't it destroy the driving test industry? Because presumably... Or do you have to have passed a test in order to even go in one of these cars? Because in case it goes wrong, you need to take control of it.
Oh, good question, yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Well, I think they won't really exceed the speed of 20 miles, so if there's going to be a crash, I doubt there'll be any major fatality.
Well, yeah, but even so, if it ran amok, I mean, if it's a robot, if it gains sentient life, you know, like a sort of driverless Terminator, then, you know, it could well smash things up, couldn't it? So you've got to be able to take rest control back. What I'm saying is, I don't see... You probably should have some kind of test in place in order to know what to do if it went wrong. I mean, it's like if you know how to use a... what's another thing you have to have a test to do?
Be a surgeon.
That, right? So it's like that. It's like, well, I could have a remote-controlled surgeon. I could have a surgeonless surgeon. But if something goes wrong, I need to know what to operate my surgeon.
Mm.
That's the analogy I've drawn. Mm. And I can see that you're looking at me like you want to leave. But you can't. okay, driverless cars in Greenwich. So, what else?
What else? Something else that you...
Oh, sorry, where do you sign up? Where do you sign up should you wish to be in a driverless car in Greenwich?
Just check on Timeout. It was on their first page on there.
Right.
And another thing which you don't need to do anything is Dyson have announced a whole 360 robot. You know those little robot things that go around the floor, pick up all the dust?
Hoovers?
No. The little ones you don't have to touch.
Robot hoovers.
Yeah, robo-hoovers, yeah. Like a little droid off Star Wars now. So now they're doing those at a hefty price of definitely over 200 now.
Do they look like the droid from Star Wars?
I think they do.
That's deliberate, though, isn't it? That's exactly what they've done there. Help me, Obi-Wan. Help me, Obi-Wan. There's dust by the skirting board. Now, you can already get these, can't you?
Ooh.
Can't you already get robot? You can't call them hoovers, because that's the other brand, isn't it?
Ooh.
So Robo-Dysons.
Yeah. And then you can get similar ones that cut grass.
Yeah, but they're Dyson, you know. If it has a Dyson name on it, people are going to run out and buy it.
Are they?
That's the big brand.
Mm. Is it?
It's got a hairdryer out now. That's reaching a hefty 300 quid, probably.
Oh, we talked about this before, a Dyson hairdryer.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, so what does it do that the other ones don't?
I don't know, but it looks so powerful it could blow your scalp off.
perhaps that's its USP.
Yeah. I mean, so powerful,
it would blow your scalp off. Surely it would suck your scalp off. Or if you were the aforementioned robo-surgeon, suck your scalpel. It's... Well, I mean, would you buy that? Or, like, you know, I mean, you can hoover, but you haven't passed your test.
Yeah, that's right.
So is it for you, Sean, in that sense, would you buy that? Or do you... And I prefer to drive my own hoover.
Well, you know, last week I suggested that everything, if it's done by robots, makes it so much convenient in my already stressful life.
Yes.
Which isn't very stressful, but I reckon it'll be a fantastic improvement in the way we live.
Right, and you can presumably then set it to go while you're not in, and allow it to run amok round your house. Are we just moving towards a super state of automated creatures and things that do everything for us?
It is the way the future's turning, and the sooner you accept it, the better, I think.
Have I got to accept this, or shall I take a lone stand?
Do you think you might get replaced by a robot as a radio presenter?
Give it time.
Well, it's... You don't know that I'm not that already. What I might be is a... I mean, to an extent, I look human.
Well.
Up to a point. But beneath this manly facade for all you know,
again,
could be a adamantium exoskeleton. Like,
well, now you say it.
Yeah.
Sort of.
And this could be like future technology that's come down through time, and I could be from the future.
And that's why they're sort of road testing it on the small station before they take it to a real radio station.
Yeah,
that sort of makes sense.
That's probably what's happened.
Yeah. Or are you warning us of a robot apocalypse because you've seen it all?
You see, that's for you to figure out. I might be, my whole reason for being here might just be to bring you humans a message, right? And all the time in this flimsy appearance of a little listened to low rent radio presenter, right, is just a mask. But beneath it, I am the saviour of the human race with the ability to suck up dust.
Well, I can't imagine you have been sent down to give a message, because no message you've ever given has ever been anything of value or worth on this show.
I read out something about red and brown sauce flavour crisps the other day.
Okay.
That was good.
I reckon they are meaningful, they're just kind of deep, need to look into it.
It might all be coded message for mankind. I might be like the, you know, the in the song The Spaceman Came Travelling by Chris de Burgh. Remember that?
Yes, the Christmas song.
And I, what was his message? Can you remember?
So a
spaceman came travelling from afar. I can't do it while I'm listening to that music. It doesn't make it in my head. How does it go? It goes
spaceman came travelling.
Anyway, that song. Not that. Although similar. Yeah, but you know the one. Anyway, he came down, didn't he? He was like a space Jesus, wasn't he?
Yeah, space Jesus.
He came down, right? That was the implication.
Well, I remember that week Christmas we had our tech reviewer. He talked about space Jesus that week.
There. Yeah. Right, so he came down and he gave a message to all of mankind, and it went. And that is a rubbish message. Whereas mine, at least, was understandable.
Yeah, that's true.
Give you credit there.
Sean's with us for his geeky tech review. He's staying with us to talk some more about it. Now, I think we've pretty much covered off robots.
Yeah.
At 17 minutes past two, we'll be back with more geeky tech review next. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car, and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau, comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Dad?
Windows up, kids.
Mine stuck. The cam's licking my face.
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's 5-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A3 around Burton in Hampshire northbound has a lane shut as a coach has broken down at Western Lane. The A30 at West Hill in Devon reportedly an accident near to Exeter Road and Daisy Mount Cross. To Oxfordshire, where the A34 at Abingdon is slow because of a breakdown earlier at the Marcham interchange, and at Monk's Heath in Cheshire, all approaches to the Monk's Heath crossroads are very slow, A34, A537 because of emergency repairs. I'm Liz Saul.
Dream.
Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall, and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
20 past 2. Good afternoon. Welcome along. Still to come today, by the way, the quiz Paul Rossmaster, in which radio persons are tested as to their knowledge of the full set breakfast talk radio presenter Paul Ross. Today playing Julia Hartley Brewer. And around 20 to 4 this afternoon on Paul Rossmaster. I don't know if you've seen any of the news today, Cornelius. Have you seen any of the news?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, great.
Obviously, the news results were announced this morning, weren't they?
They were, weren't they?
Yeah,
midnight last night, the news results.
The
newsars, they call them.
Yeah, newsars. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was quite surprised.
I was quite surprised, because other radio stations that you would have thought would have done quite well with their newsars.
Yeah.
You know, the amount their news is listened to.
Yeah.
You'd have thought they'd done all right, but fell off a bit of a cliff.
Yeah.
It's a shame, given all that marketing and investment money they put into it.
Yeah, still they span it round, though, didn't they?
Yeah, obviously. Anyway, the reason that you mentioned the news there is because the whole way that people, if they listen to the news, have to tick diaries to show they've listened to the news.
Mm.
But it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Well, John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow me to help, because on this programme, it's where we break the news down to its component parts. When you do that, you realise you end up with some Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Blackpool Beach is a warded, a blue flag. The donkeys are delighted.
The news in haikus. So then, in the gap between 2 and 2.30 on a Thursday afternoon, you will find, our work experience pundit. Today, it's Thursday, so we're doing geeky, gadgety stuff and doing them for us. Sean, the geeky, gadgety Sean, doing work experience. We've already talked driverless cars, which may rise up and become our overlords. We've already talked about the fact that I am a robot from the future, with an adamantium skeleton beneath this seemingly attractive radio presenter facade, and I have the ability to bring both a message from the future and suck up dust from carpet. What have we got next?
I think we've done enough talking about the future being like run by Hoovers and YouTubers. Next up, John, are you an Apple fanatic?
An Apple fanatic?
Yes.
I wouldn't say I'm a fanatic. I do own a number of fruit-based products, certainly. Yes. But the word fanatic suggests that I'm some sort of Apple extremist,
they're only a minority of Apple users, aren't
they? Yes, it's not all Apple users, no. Let's be very clear. Most of them are law-abiding, peaceful people, but some of the Apple extremists that you meet, and they go down to those Apple shops, don't they, to listen to hate. And You know, you got that hook-handed Steve Jobs, as they called him. That's terrible. But I'm not an extremist, no.
No extremist. Well, Emma, are you up to date which number it is yet? We're up to?
Of what?
The iPhone 1, 2, 3, which one?
I think I'm on 6.
6, yeah. 6, you're up to date. Well, yeah. They've just leaked an iPhone 7 design.
Oh, okay.
And it's a bit thinner, a bit more taller, like everyone's like new girlfriend after a divorce. And shout out to Jamie for that. And
basically, have you got writers? Excellent.
All right, go on, carry on. No, so basically the new Apple design doesn't have a headphone jack.
John.
Jack, yeah.
No, John. You said it doesn't have headphones, Jack. I'm John.
No, it's not headphone John, it's headphone Jack.
No, I'm... It doesn't have headphones. It doesn't have headphones, Sean.
No, I know you're John. I'm not talking about presenter John. I'm talking about headphone Jack, not headphone John.
Who's Jack?
Headphone Jack.
Headphone Jack.
Headphone Jack.
Headphone Jack!
Headphone Jack!
You always see him wearing headphones.
The fundamentalist.
Yeah.
No, it's
like Jihadi John, but he's headphone Jack. Yes, I know. Yeah, he's the Apple extremist. Yes. Headphone Jack, that's what the press called him. I know what you mean now.
Not the man. You know the thing you put your...
Obviously.
Well, that's ditch. That's the thing of the past now for Apple.
How are you going to plug your headphones in?
Ah, Bluetooth.
What?
Way of the future. Wireless.
That's just annoying.
You say that, but what's more annoying? Not having a headphone jack or having your headphones wrapped around mad like a Christmas
true.
Tree?
That's true, actually.
No, I am fully in favour of wires, because in our office here,
yes.
They have a wireless keyboard and a wireless mouse.
A wireless mouse.
A wireless mouse.
Who's?
And, yeah, right.
I mean, do you want to explore that?
No.
Okay.
But obviously the keyboard and mouse just stay in front of the computer. There's no point where we take them away from the computer. But they just run out of batteries every week.
That's going to be the problem,
the most annoying thing.
So your battery's going to run out. So and you've got to remember to charge your headphones and your phone, and it's just, that's irritating, isn't it?
Well, they probably did a deal with Duracell or something, I can imagine.
Well, no, because I bet it'll be like...
Will it be lithium chargeable, do you reckon?
They'll just have to plug them in with a little USB.
USB, oh, that's the way forward now, yeah.
And something, and then Bluetooth, but I don't see what you mean about the wire in the pocket. Because it's true, isn't it? If you just leave a pair of headphones, like Apple headphones or something, other headphones are available, then on any surface or anywhere, you go back to it. Even if you leave it in a straight line, you go back to it, it's a massive jumbled up tangle of crap that will not be untangled by humans alone, right? So I have a theory about this, right? And it's that if you... And I might be willing to test it. Right? I reckon if you just got a pair of headphones that you've left alone for a minute and you come back to it and it's all tangled up as tough as they are and impossible to untangle, I reckon you could probably hang... You could go rock climbing with that, and that's all you'd need. I don't think you need equipment, proper equipment... I think you just... And you could safely hang off a cliff with a pair of headphones just been left in your pocket for a minute without it coming untangled and you falling. I'm almost willing to test that, because that's my theory. You know, if you just pull it really hard, it just goes into a massive knot, doesn't it?
Yeah, done, yeah. Done. Never works in your favour.
Yeah, exactly. So I have a theory that could happen. Mm. So that's the iPhone 7. That's its selling point, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'd just lose the headphone. They'd be small or something, wouldn't they?
Yeah, little buds. Wait, because that's with a wire. At least you can see it around line somewhere.
Do you have to put in two things in your ears, or how do they connect together?
Just buy them as a set, go in settings, Bluetooth, connect to them.
No, but I mean, you know, the right ear and the left ear,
mm-hmm.
Ordinarily they're joined either over the top of your head, like the headphones I'm wearing now, mm-hmm. or by wire. But if they're Bluetooth, what's holding the two halves of the headphone together as they go in your ear? Or is it two separate buds not connected by anything?
The second one, two separates.
Is it?
Oh,
yeah. So they'd be tiny, fiddly little things. You just lose them, wouldn't you?
That's why you got to buy them in bulk.
And you can't take that out in a hurry. You're digging a pen in your ear trying to get them out. It's a nonsense. You've got a couple of minutes left. Very quickly, what else?
Apart from Apple and the Android taking over the phone market, an unlikely return, Nokia. The indestructible force thinks it can take them both on.
Wow. All right, so what's Nokia coming back with? Because Nokia, everyone had a Nokia. Back in the day, before you were born. Nokia was the big... Everyone had the Nokia phone.
Oh, yeah.
Before iPhones came along and smartphones, that's what everyone had. And Nokia obviously got very much left behind. So what are they coming back with?
They're coming back with both a smartphone and a pad. what are they called?
A tablet.
Tablet, yeah, or a brick.
What are they called? Says the geek reviewer. Okay, and when is this going to happen?
I think it's going to happen later this year.
Right, and what does it do? Anything different to anyone else's pad?
Basically, it just has more force because these are very the iPhone's Android is very flimsy. Put me in your pocket too fast, could crack the screen. These just can be more. It could take a bit of a punch, really.
Really,
it's the Phil Mitchell of phones.
I have two questions that I think are very important. Will it be called the Nokia 3311?
Yes.
Good. And will it have Snake on? Preferably Snake 2, where you can go through the walls and on the other side of the screen.
I've heard they've been in development for Snake 3 for a good couple of years.
Really?
So, yeah.
This could be good.
Well, that's good news all round for everyone. Well done. Sean, thank you very much for that. Can it also suck dust?
Pardon?
Nothing. So, it's... that was Sean. You haven't seen him yet. He works in the TalkSport office. So that was Sean. He's got gadget reviews. There they were. Work experience punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
An Egyptian official says terrorism is more likely than a technical failure on board a plane which vanished over the Mediterranean. The Egypt air flight from Paris to Cairo was carrying 66 people, including one Briton. Debris reportedly been spotted in the sea around 50 miles from where it disappeared from radar. Egypt's civil aviation minister, Sharif Fahy, says an investigation is underway.
You need to handle every incident and look at the facts and look at the reasons behind, and look at what type of aircraft it is, look at the logbooks of maintenance. So let's not try to jump to the side that is trying to identify this as a technical failure.
Scotland Yard says it took 7 minutes to detain a man after a report that someone had jumped over a perimeter wall at Buckingham Palace. The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh were at home last night when it happened. Four big tobacco companies have lost a legal challenge against the government's plain packaging rules. The new regulations will now still come into force tomorrow as planned. A woman has been arrested after a dog attacked 11 children. She's been questioned on suspicion of having a dog dangerously out of control after the youngsters were bitten in a park in Northumberland. A celebrity trying to keep his name out of a tabloid kiss and tell story has won a Supreme Court fight with newspaper editors. Judges have ruled The Sun on Sunday should be barred from revealing the man's identity. And Burger King in Helsinki now has a sauna. The company's brand manager in Finland says it wants to combine the country's traditions in its restaurant. The weather rain will push into northern...
What?
Burger King in Helsinki has a sauna.
The manager said what?
That they want to combine Finnish traditions in its restaurant.
So the idea is you go in and eat your burger in a sauna?
Well, it might be possible, yeah.
I mean, that's not very nice, is it?
Apparently.
Is it a sauna, or have they just gone, or have they just built a bit of pine cladding around the bit where they flame grill the Whoppers?
No, I think it's an actual sauna.
Right.
I mean, you can send me to investigate if you like.
Please go and sit in a Burger King.
Mm. Not just any old Burger
King.
In
your pants.
No. Good job, this is radio.
Yes, it is. Go on.
Can I do the weather?
Yeah.
Rain will push into northern and western areas of the UK as it turns breezier. The southeast of England will remain largely dry with some sunny spells. Highs of 19 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
Thanks. Any chance of you naming the celebrities in the Super Junction?
No.
Okay. 2:33. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 2:33 and you're listening to Talk Radio. Sometimes some of your reactions that have been coming in, of course, you know it's Talk Radio and you know that your reactions are ever important. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Lots can be coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in. Northerner says, I'm sorry, but I'm still going to call it cesspool. And most of the team say, I can't remember the second half of yesterday's show.
Right, so what do the people think? I scratched that. Yeah. What do the people think? That's what we like to do of an afternoon. We find out what the people think by going to ask the people what they think. The people, of course, are outside on the street. And that's where we send our intrepid reporting team to go outside and find out exactly what they think. What do they think? Today, the people, do they think? What do the people think? What do the people think? Do they think vitamins or guitars?
Guitars. Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
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 Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Guitars. Vitamins.
Vitamins. Guitars.
Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
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 Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Guitars.
Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Guitars.
Vitamins. Guitars.
Vitamins. Guitars.
Guitars. Vitamins.
Vitamins. Guitars.
What do you think? That's what the people think. They think vitamins or guitars today. But what do you think? Do you think vitamins? Or do you think guitars? Do let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word vitamins or guitars.
Then it's time for the feature that we like to call Corporate Guff Speak. If you haven't heard it before, it's this. You get to create those crap sentences that managers in your office are so keen to try out. You know when you're in a PowerPoint presentation, which by the way is already helpful and hateful and makes you want to punch whoever's doing it in the throat? You know that? A PowerPoint? And it's when managers, though, start using phrases they've learned on training courses that really makes you want to go postal on the entire office. That is where you come in, my friend. We invite you to send in your phrases, made-up corporate guffspeak phrases, which then are given to Asprod Cass, who is here. Hello, Asprod Cass.
Hi.
And she has to try and get one of the phrases of our choosing into one of her dull meetings that she has with the managers here on a regular. How regular are these meetings now?
Well, they did used to be every day after the show.
Yes.
After you scuttle out of the building.
Yes.
But they're now mainly bi-weekly.
Which means, you know, I'm now a liked figure.
No, but they are very long meetings. But what they now do is they compile all of the issues into just a very, very long meeting.
Right. Good. So these are the sorts of phrases, then, you know, the kind of thing where people go, oh, hi, guys. What we need to do is go through the cat flap of ideas to chase the mouse of success. That sort of thing, the things people say in those meetings, because they've been on a training course and learned it. Hey, everyone. Hi there. Hi, guys. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to limbo dance under our problems to the sweet, sweet music of solutions. That sort of thing. Horrible phrases like that. Let's take this to the next level using the escalator of collaboration. that. So Cass has to take one of those phrases and get it in to a meeting and record it on her phone, and we play it out on the radio. The last one we had that came in, what was the phrase?
It was something to do with a carpool, something like, let's carpool in the agreement car down the dual carriageway of peace or something.
Who sent it in, Cornelius?
I can't remember. I don't think I was here, but I can make up a name.
Go on, then.
John.
Right, where does he live?
Canterbury.
Right, thanks. From John in Canterbury, then, a phrase that Cass had to get in to the meeting. What was this particular meeting about, by the way? Anything we need to know?
It was about the planning and the features of the show. And
sure. Sorry, I don't speak Northern. What did you mean?
Show.
Thank you.
And I also got told off because of Cornelius.
What?
Oh, good. Right, and you recorded it, and the meeting was with Laurie.
Yep.
Laurie, who is the...
man.
Okay. So it's a meeting with Laurie, whose job it is to be a man. He's not very good at it. Here's what happened when Cass went to the meeting.
But there's a few things that I've spotted, and, you know, the other day I went into
spotted.
The control...
Sorry.
The other day I went into the control room, Con was jumping on a sofa. And this programme needs to be content rich, and a young man jumping on a sofa isn't content rich.
No.
Okay?
I did pull him on that.
Also, I saw Con the other day tapping the desk like it was a tambourine for a very long period of time. That's not content, okay?
That was the slur system.
Okay. But really what we need to think about here is how the programme prepares. And it feels like sometimes there's not enough preparation that's going into the programme. You know, if you need Con to tap on a desk for 5 minutes, you've obviously not thought the programme through, have you?
I do a lot of planning. The show is packed. The show is absolutely packed.
Is the show content rich, though?
It's very rich. It's like a thick sauce rich.
What I'm trying to get across here is that jumping on the sofas and tapping on the desk isn't content. Okay?
No,
just wasting time.
I will speak to him about that. I think sometimes it's just a bit hyperactive. But what we could do is we could carpool in the vehicle of agreement down the dual carriageway of peace.
Okay. As long as you're taking on board what I'm saying, I'm happy for you guys to carry on.
I thought that, Cass, I'll be honest, that was a good meeting.
Was it?
That was a good meeting, yeah.
You weren't there.
Yeah. And look at Cornelius now jumping on the sofa.
Yeah!
I'm going to tap on the desk.
And I'm off to have another meeting. I can feel it, I can sense it.
We'll just give this a couple of minutes.
It's a very slow system!
Can't get down.
This is for you, Laurie.
Oh, God. Look at his little face. Look how happy he is. I've never seen him so happy.
His little... I didn't understand that, Con. I don't speak Northern. Fairs. What's fairs? Fair.
Fairs, I think. Fairs? I don't know.
Fine. It's coming up to quarter to three. He doesn't like time checks either. It's coming up to quarter to three. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
It's red versus brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of two tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the baked snack available in chip shop inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Sky asked me to big up their box sets. I said, sure, if I can squeeze it around True Detective, because I'm up to episode 4, you see. Okay, they said. So I said,
if you're a Sky TV customer, you can upgrade to addictively good Sky box sets from just £6 extra a month. Get over 350 box sets, including new hit Billions, The Affair, True Blood, and True Detective. Search Sky box sets and upgrade today. So then I said, can I get back to True Detective? And they said, can you squeeze in the legals too?
Only if I do it super fast, I said.
Requires Sky TV, the family bundle, all HD. Compatible box, broadband, minimum recommended speed, 2 megabits per second. Setup costs may apply. Selection of shows varies each month. Further terms apply.
Jeff the electrician loves Screwfix and shops there all the time. But he doesn't always need to go there to shop there. Like right now. He's relaxing at home, ordering from 25,000 products at Screwfix.com. Isn't it nice to have the choice, Jeff? And with next day delivery to home or site, when you order by 7pm Monday to Friday or 4pm at weekends, you can shop when you want, how you want. It's why those in the know Screwfix.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M62 on Merseyside, there's reportedly a lane blocked eastbound because of a car which has broken down near Junction 6, the M57 interchange. The A1M northbound in North Yorkshire, reportedly a vehicle which has broken down between 48 and 49 near Dishforth. In Hampshire at Bereaton, the A3 northbound has a lane out. A coach has broken down at the Western Lane turn. And in Devon, the A30 at Exminster is reportedly an accident near to the Alphington Junction. I'm Liz Saul.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adults only, late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. And just ahead of our showbiz review with a man from TalkSport who knows nothing about and has no interest in showbiz. Let me ask Cornelius a question. Have you seen any of the news today?
Yeah, well, I have to wear the news now because otherwise I can't see properly.
Oh, right. Are you long news or short news?
I'm long news.
Long news.
Yeah,
which I always get confused.
I had to go to News
Does
Savers.
That mean you can see the news quite far away or near to it? Because it's the opposite way around to what you think, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So
no.
It means you can see the news that's further away?
Yeah, yeah. I can see it if it's, you know, happening, like foreign news.
Yes.
So that's further away. But any sort of local news is
just
blurry.
Yeah. Well, it's quite complicated.
Well, that's the thing with local news. I just can't get my head around
it. Well, allow us to explain the news to you, because we do so, of course, in the form of the art of the medium of Japanese poetry here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's five syllables, seven syllables, and then five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Liverpool out of Europe, or in it, we have to be impartial.
The news in haikus. Then with the time coming up to 10 to 3, at 3 o'clock, by the way, the big debate. Ahead of that, though, the man from TalkSport, he's called Reese, he's got the showbiz. What's has caught your eye that doesn't like showbiz this week, Reese?
We're looking at an updated... we've got an update on the Lawrence Fox, Billy Piper situation. First of all, we know he's called Lawrence Fox, that's a start.
Yeah.
It's normally just Billy Piper and that dude that broke up with her.
Right.
But, now Lawrence Fox, the actor turned singer, went on stage in Manchester and did a song about his mother-in-law.
Right.
Yep, he started it off with, "This song is about my soon-to-be ex-mother-in-law, I S-word you not, I've got beef with her, man."
Ooh.
And then resulted to sing a song that I had no desire to listen to.
No, and how bad was it?
Mild.
Mild bad?
Yes, mild bad.
Okay. Is he known to be a singer, Mr. Fox? I'm not aware of his acting.
I'm not aware of Lawrence Fox, to be perfectly honest.
Good, quite rightly. But you're aware of Billy Piper?
Yes, right. Yes, very aware.
And in terms of your awareness of Piper, when did that begin? Was that Billy Piper pop star or Billy Piper actor in Doctor Who?
Pop star, I think.
You just remember Pop Star?
Yes.
Can you remember the title of her song?
Because We Want To.
Yes.
Yep.
She has one called Honey to the Bee.
Didn't catch that one.
Fine. for those that don't know even the background to this story, what is it with Piper and Fox?
They was married, now they isn't.
Brilliant. What else have you got?
We've got The Hill's Lauren Conrad claiming that she was locked in a basement during Heidi and Spencer's wedding. Do you remember The Hills?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was like a reality show in America that kind of started all this. Maybe not started it all, but it was quite early on in the whole reality revolution. And Lauren Conrad got married to some dude named Heidi and somebody else.
A man named Heidi?
No, a geezer named Heidi.
Was he a man or a geezer?
Heidi is the girl, I believe.
Okay, fine.
A girlzer.
And yes. So who was in the basement?
Lauren Conrad.
Right.
Because she was throwing a fit, so they had to chuck her in the basement. is what I'm getting from this news.
Right. What do we know what the fit was about?
Their fiery friendship is what I've got in front of me.
Good. And so who's Heidi again?
Spencer's ex-wife.
Right.
Now.
I was going to say, because if she'd been hidden in the basement, I'd understand, because she's called Heidi.
This is very true.
But it wasn't her. So that doesn't work. No. Right, so is she out of the basement now?
She is out of the basement now, and the show is well off television, thankfully.
It's a fascinating bit of news, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Good.
It's rolling.
Good. What else have you got?
Rylan Clark had Amanda Holden on his Channel 5, because that's still a thing, on his chat show.
Yes.
This is Rylan Clark from The Thing with the Teeth and the Stuff. And she wasn't wearing any underwear, apparently.
What?
I think I'm still thinking about the basement. What? So
Amanda Holden was on Rylan Clark.
I know who she is.
Yep.
Yeah. After that, not so much.
There's a man called Ryan Clark. I believe he was on X Factor, and he now has a chat show on Channel 5 late in the evening.
Right.
When all the people watch, and Amanda Holden was on, and she just neglected to wear knickers.
Okay. And was this screened on television?
It was not.
And how do we know that she'd gone all commando?
Oh, the commando bit wasn't put on television, but him talking about it was apparently viewed by a few people at some point.
I see.
Yeah.
So Amanda Holden sort of went the full Basic Instinct.
She did, yes.
In that sense.
She did, yes.
Okay. I've got some showbiz news for you, Reese.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday night,
yep,
at the Commercial Radio Awards,
uh-huh,
I was kissed on the face.
On the face?
Yes. By Patsy Kensit.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can't top that.
No.
That's brilliant.
I mean, that's high-end showbiz. Quite why that's not in the papers today, or yesterday, I don't know.
That's their problem. We have it, they don't.
Yeah,
it's an exclusive.
That is a scoop that I have brought you, that Patsy Kensit both called me cute in front of 1,000 people, and then kissed me on the face.
Nice.
It wasn't that nice. it wasn't, you know, in the many years when, you know, back in the day, when she was in Lethal Weapon 2,
mm-hmm,
and the band Eighth Wonder. Remember that?
No.
Okay. I had in my head at that time, years ago, that being kissed on the face by Patsy Kensit would be a good thing.
Not so much now.
Not so much when it came to it, no.
No.
No. It's a lot of work gone on.
No, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just closed my eyes and pretended it was the Patsy Kensit from the what else we got?
Beyonce and Jay-Z's 12-bedroom summer house is available to rent for $1 million a month. They once stayed in this, so quite how they've got ownership is beyond me, but still. It's got 12 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms and 11.5 acres of land, and if you've got a spare million a month, you can rent it this summer.
Is it furnished?
It doesn't say. It's just large.
Yeah. Yeah. Where is it?
It is in Miami, I believe.
Miami.
Yes.
Jay-Z and Beyonce's 12.
Jay-Z.
Yeah. 12, 12-bedroom mansion. Is this? Would they remind me what situation we're in with them at the moment? Are they split? No.
Well, no.
She's got Lemonade. No, is that her?
Yeah. That was her song.
Yeah. Yes.
Go on, you explain it. You're the showbiz.
And apparently, there's been some infidelity involving somebody called Becky who has good hair.
That's right.
Becky with the good hair.
I knew there was a thing. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. But
is this connected?
I don't think so.
Okay. And no. And if we want to rent their house, where do
they
we...
stayed in once?
Yeah. And also, I imagine they only stayed in one of the rooms. I mean, yeah. Or two. I don't know if they weren't together.
Yeah,
I don't know the rules.
They could have slept in all 12 in intervals, but that'd have just been ag, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have just been, as you say, ag. You know, I'd like. I mean, if I'm going to rent a house, right, that has a celebrity connection,
yeah.
I want to know that Beyonce and or Jay-Z has urinated or defecated in every single one of those 12 toilets there.
I'd be pickier and say both.
Yes, you're right, yeah. Because you want to know, when you're sitting down...
You want good value for money, didn't you?
You do. You want to know that you are, you know, we're all... You know, look at, the, you know, they're up there in their celebrity, and we're all normal, just human beings, but they're all celebrities up there. But, you know, the great leveller, if you like, is that we all do have to do a poo.
Definitely.
And so, if you've got their 12-bedroom house, and you've rented it, and you are have the knowledge that you are pooing where Beyonce and Jay-Z have pooed, then in many ways... It takes you up to that celebrity level that they're on, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It vindicates the whole experience.
Yeah. It's very much sort of gilding a turd.
Totally.
Anything else?
We have Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. They are boyfriend and girlfriend, despite last time I was on, apparently Selena Gomez was caught getting close to him. But Katy Perry's all right with this because they went out for dinner in Cannes.
Good, right, yeah. Yeah,
and that was it. That was the whole news story. Boyfriend and girlfriend eat dinner together in public place.
Is that a scoop for us, or is that... It's not a...
No.
Fine. What else?
We've got... Ozzy Osbourne has ended his six-month affair with his hairstylist. I can't imagine she's got a lot of work on, his hairstylist. He's had the same hair for about 20 years. He's broken up with her and got back with Sharon, because he can't live without her.
Right.
Yes. This is according to a source, who is in a lot of these stories, this a source.
That a source has got his or her ear to the ground of celebrity.
All over the place.
Yeah. Any news on the super injunction of celebrities?
Not at the moment.
Okay, fine.
We're not allowed to say.
That's right, I know. I was hoping I could trick you into saying it. just didn't work. Reese, thank you. Is that
us for this week.
That's excellent stuff. There is Reese, the excellent Reese from TalkSport, who knows nothing about showbiz and has no interest in it, reviewing the showbiz. Thank you very much. See you next week. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the next bit of it, then, there will be these things. The big debate... At 3 o'clock, that's coming next. There will also be the diversity paper review. Today's diversity reviewing the papers will be a Jew. And then there will be this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster as Julia Hartley Brewer, no less. Julia Hartley Brewer is quizzed as to her knowledge of Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. That is all to come in the next hour here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Why test drive the new smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight. In a... wait.
It detects other road users with Ford Alert.
It's a truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 16th and the 23rd of May. You'll save £500. Unlearn test drives with the new Ford Ranger. Smart.
And tough.
Visit Ford.co.uk for more details.
Test drive any new Ford Ranger between the 16th and 23rd of May 2016 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 25th of May 2016 and registered by the 30th of September 2016. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 700mm aluminium workstand for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. And Victoria, how's the news?
Thanks, John. Coming up, Egypt airplane vanished after sudden swerves, a man arrested after scaling Buckingham Palace's walls, and tobacco companies lose at the High Court.
Talk Radio.
Egypt's aviation minister says the cause of a flight vanishing is more likely to be terrorism than a technical problem. Greek search teams are looking for a plane that disappeared over the Mediterranean last night and say they found debris. One British person is among the 66 people on board. David Lowe, an expert in terrorism, has told Talk Radio extra checks have been in place at the airport in Paris where it took off.
No, Charles de Gaulle, since the beginning of last year, they've been checking all the security of ground staff and ground personnel who work there, and they've taken away the authority of over 70 because they believed, the French authorities believe, that they've been radicalised to Islamist causes. So it is a possibility.
Scotland Yard says a man's been arrested following a security breach at Buckingham Palace last night. The Queen was inside after attending the state opening of Parliament yesterday. No weapons were found on the 41-year-old. Steve Park, a former Royal Security Officer, says the 7 minutes it took for him to be stopped is too long.
It's a reasonable amount of time. Obviously, the control room would have been alerted that one of the perimeter alarms had gone off. Then it would take for somebody to go and visit that the point exactly where that happened, which way they can identify quite quickly.
An inquest has found a British man was unlawfully killed during November's terror attack at the Bataclan Theatre in Paris. Nick Alexander had been selling merchandise for the band Eagles of Death Metal. Tobacco companies have lost their High Court challenge over government plain packaging rules the day before they're due to come into force. The government says it's a victory for a generation that will grow up smoke-free. Deborah Arnott is from the anti-smoking group ASH.
The evidence put before the court shows very clearly that standardised plain packaging is much less attractive to children, much less misleading, and the health warnings on the pack stand out much more. So over time, this is likely to lead to fewer children taking up smoking.
A woman is being questioned by police after 11 children were bitten by a dog in a park in Northumberland. Northumbria police say the animal, which is believed to be a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, is in secure kennels. And Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says Muirfield's failure to let women join the golf club is indefensible. Members did vote in favour of the change, but not by the required two-thirds majority. The course has been removed as a venue for the Open Championship as a result of the ballot.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain will push into northern and western areas of the UK as it turns breezier. The southeast of England will remain largely dry with some sunny spells. Highs of 19 degrees.
Victoria, honestly, thank you. And now here's Ben. He's got the sport from live from an owl sanctuary.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's cricketers aren't quite having the opening day they wanted in the first test with Sri Lanka. The hosts lost three wickets in the morning session at Headingley and two shortly after lunch. A short time ago, England had moved on to 115 for five. On to football, and England are gearing up for their first Euro 2016 warm-up friendly this weekend. Roy Hodgson's side faced Turkey at the Etihad Stadium in Manchester on Sunday, with relegated Newcastle winger Andros Townsend looking to feature. With so much competition for places in the team, Townsend told TalkSport nobody's taking anything for granted.
I think everyone's on trial. There's only very few whose places on the plane are secure, so listen, everyone's playing for their place, and it's down to me now to produce in the games that I get from now until the 31st of May to submit my place in the team. I'm going to do my best to try and get into that.
Finally, Aston Villa's soon-to-be owner Dr. Tony Zia plans to eventually bring European football back to the club. The Chinese businessman is reported to be targeting former Chelsea and West Brom boss Roberto Di Matteo to be the club's new manager. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. That's Ben live there from an owl sanctuary that appears to have been also invaded by monkeys for no discernible reason.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
This is your life. This is your life. It's ending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, good afternoon then. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And today on the programme, your chance to win tickets for a tour, an exclusive tour of Buckingham Palace. Now, obviously, you can quite already easily get tickets to tour Buckingham Palace, but we have a tour of the grounds on offer. And what's more, it's so exclusive that it'll just be you on your own. Now, all you have to do for your private tour is to approach Buckingham Palace from the west. We think probably that's best. Then climb over the wall, avoiding cameras and security as best you can. Once inside, you'll have the grounds to yourself for about 7 minutes, which is the time it took the police to arrest the man who did it yesterday. And we'll also throw in breakfast the next day in your cell. If you'd like the VIP solo tour of the grounds, the 7 minute long tour of Buckingham Palace, the garden, simply climb over the wall. And hope for the best. That competition coming in association with Talk Radio. Talk Radio. Right, time for the big debate then. So, big debate, Dorking about the stories that everybody is talking about. That's what we do on Talk Radio. Good afternoon if you're just joining us. This is the story that everybody is talking about. It's the only thing that anyone is talking about on all of the social media this afternoon. There is nothing else. That is the beginning and the end of it, an advisor to Mitt Romney has said. Mitt Romney has given up on the idea of finding anyone who could challenge Donald Trump's presidential bid from the right. He thinks someone should run. That's his role. But that's the beginning and the end of it. Just quoting there. This puts a damper on the anti-Trump movement. There have been recent reports that Romney had reached out to Republicans from the Ohio State Governor John Kasich and Nebraska's Senator Ben Sasse, among others, to see if they would consider running as a third-party candidate. But now we're learning that Mitt Romney, it says here, Mitt Romney caves on finding anti-Trump candidate. And on the line and listening to that is Nick. I've got Nick on the phone. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
You're listening to that, and you're listening to that headline there, and that Mitt Romney has caved, and you're very against the notion of caves, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's not me, is it? It's everyone, as you say. Everyone's been talking about it. What is there to like about caves?
Yeah, well, what is exactly, what's there not? What's there not to like about caves?
Well, I don't know if you remember. I was on your show not so long ago. I was talking about holes.
Yeah,
I hate holes.
Yep.
But a hole, at least, if I've got to say one good thing about holes,
yep,
really just one thing, it's at least they're a hole all the way through. But a cave, you walk in, it's like a hole to start with.
Yes.
And you walk a bit further and it goes, I'm just a bit of rock. It's not even a hole. It's just a load of rock. So it's like it's laughing at you.
Yes. You're saying caves are deceitful.
Deceitful liars.
Right. On the other line, listening to that, is Rene. But Rene is very much, I don't think, would consider caves to be deceitful, would you, Rene? Because you think we should keep caves. Hello, Rene?
Exactly.
Oh, there he is. He's on the phone. Hang on. Sorry, Rene, we lost you for the beginning. Can you start there? We lost you there. Rene, hello.
Hello. Hello.
There you go. Yeah. So you don't think caves are deceitful? Well, I think his mobile signal...
I'm not being funny, John, but I think that probably says a lot about people who are pro-cave.
Well, that's it. I mean, I was thinking perhaps he likes cave so much that he's trying to talk to us from in one, and thus his signal keep going. Look, what we're trying to get him back, because that's the traditional way of operating talk radio when some phone calls fail, is let's idly speculate a bit longer to fill some time. Tell me about what you think about these trials in Sweden, Nick, where they've now removed the caves.
What caves were they?
Well, they're all the caves.
And they've removed them, they've replaced them with something, have they, like actual buildings and houses?
No, what they've done is they have filled the caves in with other caves, but those caves, what they've done is they've turned them inside out, and they've put them in the caves to fill the cave. The problem has been finding the right shape, because once you take a cave and you do reverse it, obviously, you've then got to find a cave that fits that shape to put the other cave into to fill it up.
I'm not an expert with this, but that sounds a lot to me like breeding caves. And I think, you know, if you remember with Dolly the Sheep, it was all like, this is a really good idea. Everyone will have lamb every day now. And, you know, you won't ever have to not have a roast dinner.
Yes.
But, you know, that's not really worked out. So can you Can you tell me how that's going to work with Kate?
I can't tell you that, but hopefully Rene's back on the line and knows something about this because he is very much for Kate. Rene, you're back. No, we've lost that line again, I'm afraid, Nick. But again,
I don't know anything about Rene. I'm sure he's a very nice person, but this is bearing my thesis correct about people who like caves, because I've done a bit of looking at them over the years.
Yes.
I've noticed a few things that they're all into, and there are three things you can mark it down, bet your life. If you meet a man who likes a cave, they're going to like Jeffrey Archer novels.
Yes.
They're going to like Coke Zero.
Yes.
And then they're going to like Stalinism.
Yeah, well, it's funny you should say that, because a lot of people are saying exactly the same thing, particularly the Coke Zero. I mean, a lot of Cave fans are fans of that as well, and that actually is also trending on Twitter this afternoon. So you have hit the nail on the head there with that.
Weirdly, with drinks, with Coke Zero, Cave, that's actually, I'm sure you know this, you're an intelligent man. Hello. Oh, you've joined.
Rene's back. Okay.
Hello.
Hang on then. Rene.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I know you're a fan of caves. Are you in a cave?
I'm in a cave this very moment.
That's what's happened. I understand now.
I think that's causing problems with the phone signal.
Well, isn't that a problem then? I mean, there you go. You're saying you like caves, but already it's ruined your phone call.
It has. I must say, I'm not a regular phone user. Usually spend most of my time inside caves.
Yes.
I don't have much cause for using the phones, but I heard about today's debate and I had to get in touch.
Yeah. What you missed was Nick is very angry about the notion of caves. Thinks they're deceitful because they're a hole, but then they stop at some rock, and that's just deceitful.
Yeah, don't get Nick onto the holes issue again, please. No, caves are fantastic. There are over 14 caves in the UK, and each one is as magnificent as the next.
Yes.
Of course, they were constructed during the Industrial Revolution as a holiday retreat for the working classes, and they're in our heritage. Oh, our ancestors used to live in caves,
yes.
Troglodytes, as they were known.
What do you make of that, Nick? I mean, they're part of our heritage.
Yeah, they are part of their heritage. It's very good. I'm glad you mentioned that, because cave art is one of the things that I always use an example to say, if you like caves, you're no friend of mine, because you look at the paintings they've done, you know, not being rude, my children can paint better than cavemen, and it's because the cavemen, I'm not blaming the cavemen, because they couldn't afford flats and that, but they didn't have any lights, did they? Because they were painting in a cave.
Yeah, that's true. They don't have lights, Rene. There's no lights in the cave, and that's a disadvantage, isn't it?
Well, in those days, they obviously didn't have lights, and obviously they can't be blamed for the poor quality of the artwork. But these days, we have lights, lanterns, all sorts going on in our caves. Lots of caves have actually been kitted out to live in. I myself live in a cave, as do, I believe, 30 million Chinese people.
Yes, well, look, I mean, let me just give you an example of, you mentioned China, but other countries are getting involved in this. The Swiss, for instance, are doing trials as well to fill in this is because of Swiss cheese, of course, has got holes in it. So this is, as we mentioned that before as well. So you've got Swiss cheese, which has holes, and that's a bit like a sort of cave of cheese, is it not, Nick?
Oh, a cave of cheese. Oh, you're pushing all my buttons today, John.
Yeah, I know.
Lovely.
That's how talk radio works.
I just want to... all this EU stuff, you know, we're being asked to vote at the moment. Are we going to remain? Are we going to leave?
Yeah, both opinions are available. We have to be very impartial, as you know.
I don't profess to know anything about the rights and wrongs of that situation, but I'd just say if you're having that conversation right now and it wasn't about Europe, but it was about caves.
Yes.
And you were saying, you know, should we remain in a cave or should we exit a cave?
Yes.
I don't need to say any more.
No, you don't. But Rene, I'm sure we'll want to come back.
Well,
listen, let me bring in this Swiss thing, because this is important. So the Swiss let me get this right. It's a trial in Switzerland, and what they're doing is they're filling holes in cheese, because there's the anti-hole lobby over there. They're filling the holes in cheese with limestone. But here's the thing. They're now filling caves with the cheese that they take out of the cheese to make the holes in it in the first place. So it's caves that...
It's fantastic.
Full of cheese.
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, if we remember that the cheese and caves have always had this affinity, of course, you know, we wouldn't have Cheddar Gorge if we hadn't started mining the cheese out of the land down in Somerset.
Precisely.
And also, you know, Roquefort cheese is aged in caves.
Yeah, so
there's a great affinity with cheese and caves.
With cheese and caves. The government said, and I'm quoting from the Queen's speech yesterday, and Nick, I'll put this to you first. She said, tough on caves, tough on the causes of caves. And, of course, the causes of caves is the ones that certainly weren't constructed in the revolution, as you were saying, Renee. But the causes of caves, of course, the dissolution of limestone by rainwater that's passed... that's picked up carbon dioxide, which forms a weak acid as it percolates through soil. And she, the Queen said yesterday, we should be tough on that.
Well, it's for once, you know, I know the monarch does a very good job of being apolitical. I think that's what, you know, God bless her, has lasted there in 90 years.
Yeah.
But if you're going to come off the fence at any stage, it's going to have to be really about something that caves, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's because it's an emotive subject, as we know. I mean, this is let me put this run this past result. This is coming on the text, John. What about stalagmites, stalactites, stalaglufts? Of course, that which are German prisoner of war camps formed in limestone, as you know, centuries of water.
No coincidence.
Dripping through prisoner of war camps to form stalaglufts. Can you remember which is which? The stalagmites, the stalactites, the stalaglufts? Can you? I imagine you can tell us, can't you, Renee?
Of course I can. Stalactites are the ones that form in the ceiling.
Yes.
They're mineral deposits. Stalagmites are the ones that rise up from the floor of the cave.
Yes.
There would be also, it's a good point, they are very useful for putting holes in cheeses, the kind of cheeses that are developed in the underworld.
Yes. Is that what you call it, you people?
Yes, in the caving community, we call it the underworld.
Yes.
Renee, can I ask you something, please? Of course you can. I don't want to be rude, because I don't know you, I've not met you, but have you got three girlfriends? More than that, but yeah, three.
Hang on, don't talk over each other, because it's very difficult to hear. Sorry, Nick was asking, have you got three girlfriends?
Sorry, I was answering your question. I do have three girlfriends. In fact, I have five, and I have two boyfriends. Yeah, there you go. You've got three girlfriends. So what you're doing, Captain Caveman had three girlfriends, and despite the fact that he was very ugly, very hairy, very short, all the rest of it, he lived in a cave, he had three girlfriends. You don't think maybe you're just sort of acting out that fantasy?
No, not at all. I mean, that's not a particularly good example. If you look at Fred Flintstone, he was monogamous, so I don't see your point, really.
Yeah, but he fancied whoever it was that lived next door. I mean, he's monogamous, but he had his urge.
I wouldn't say that. I never saw any wife swapping going on the Flintstones.
All right. Because I saw Captain Caveman once eat a bicycle. He pulled it out of his hair and he ate a bicycle.
I could eat two bicycles. I could easily eat two bicycles.
It makes me sick. I'm not being rude.
Well, that's your problem. Nick, I have no issue with you. If you want to come down to my cave and eat bicycles with me, you're more than welcome.
Of course I don't.
Well, you haven't tried it, though. I bet you haven't tried it.
Nick, final question. That is a good question. Have you ever tried to eat a bicycle?
I'm not, I don't want to say one of them, because that sounds like them and us. You know, it's the new politics, isn't it? You try and be nice, but no, I've never tried to eat a bicycle.
Right. We're running out of time, I'm afraid, but this debate, just as it was getting, you know, properly heated there, but such is the way. Renee, can you sum up this debate for us in one word?
Erotic void.
Nick, same question to you. Sum the debate up in one word, but use two like he did.
Benograms.
Didn't hear that, doesn't matter. 17 minutes past 3 o'clock, that's the big debate this afternoon, caves. Now, do you have an opinion? Do you think yes to caves, or do you think no to caves? We'd like to hear from you, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog.
Source Motor Insurance Bureau. Comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
This year, Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Visit armedforcesday.org.uk.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the Abominable Snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Problems now on the M3 southbound in the Surrey stretch, reportedly slow and partially blocked because of an accident involving a car and a lorry between Junction 3 at Bagshot and Junction 4 for Blackwater Valley Route. The A30 around Exminster and Devon westbound still partially blocked because of an accident. It's busy as you squeeze by between the A38 and the Alphington Junction. Around Monk's Heath in Cheshire, the A34 Congleton Road at the junction with Chelford Road is very slow on all approaches for emergency repairs to a water main which burst. I'm Liz Saul.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Join me tomorrow for a guest who's guaranteed to make a good impression, in fact, a great impression, and in fact, dozens of impressions, the man with a thousand voices, John Coleshaw, with me, Paul Ross.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast,
tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, 20 past 3 still to come. Today's edition of, and there you heard him, Paul Rossmaster. Today, Julia Hartley Brewer will be tested as to her knowledge of Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. So that's coming up in about 20 minutes' time. Ahead of that, though, diversity pay-per-view very shortly. And your reactions, of course, from the big debate this afternoon. We were talking caves. There was Nick there in a place, very anti-caves, refused when asked to and challenged to by Rene, who was living in a cave. Nick refused to eat a bicycle. What has come in, Cornelius?
Yes, lots coming in on both sides of the argument. John Echo Lover says, I really love caves and Echo, and at the risk of repeating myself, I really love caves and Echo.
Yeah.
And Misheard the Whole Thing says she's a massive fan of Nicolas Cage.
Thank you very much. Keep your reactions coming in, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hello, good afternoon. You're listening to, let's take a punt and call it Talk Radio. I say the word punt because it rhymes with our next guest's...
Careful.
Fox-based activity. If he hunted foxes. Hunt. It's the Diversity Paper Review with Johnny. Diversity Paper Review, of course, you'll know, is the most diverse feature on the radio in the world. Because every day a different diversity reviews the papers for us. Johnny's here. He is a...
Jew.
Thank you. What have you got?
Okay, so in the news today, we're talking about in the Sun, page 29, in the Widdle Lane.
The Widdle?
Widdle Lane. It's like a title you've come up with.
Yeah.
Are you working for the Sun now?
Nope.
No. You're not old enough to be a journalist yet.
What are you talking about?
I'm just making height jokes again.
Well, that was more of an age joke, to be fair. Not really a height joke.
Yeah, but height, age, same thing. Look,
height and age are the same thing.
Anyway, so... Right, so apparently you can now get these...
Are you qualified to do anything?
Nope. Have you not realised this yet?
That's what I figured. Carry on, please.
A new device could ease the misery of motorists caught short in road jams with a reusable wee bag. So you can literally strap this bag onto yourself,
yes,
and take a little wee wee in it.
Right. Okay.
Get your question out.
Yes. Do you strap it on before you leave, or do you attach it during the journey when you need one?
Well, you can't start attaching because that will cause accidents.
Right.
You know,
so you have to...
If they can ban us from using our phones whilst we're driving, why are they suddenly going to let us put on wee bags?
Right, how does the wee bag work?
The Hiwi go active is a strap-on. It's £149.
The first time you've said that.
And not the first time you've used one. It's £149. I'm getting sick. Can I just say, really off topic, my dad is really impressed. He goes, you need to get better with John's jokes. Oh, you actually did well. You did one on top of John today. Not did one on top of John. You got a joke out.
Strangest conversation.
So, now
you've got your dad involved. Carry on, Johnny.
Well, you know, he taught me everything. Birds and the bees.
I can't imagine why you were conceived. Go on.
So basically,
it's a wee bag. Yeah. You strap it on before you leave the journey.
Exactly.
Before you leave for your journey and wear it in the car. Now, how does it hang? Describe it for me.
Well, from what I can tell from the picture, it's a strap-on belt that goes on you. You obviously do your little wee. Now, what it looks like is that it's got a little slide. What do you call it?
The slide.
So it's got the little slide that kind of, you take your wee, it goes down this slide, and then it seems to have a little bag which kind of goes by your leg.
Right.
So, effectively, you'd pull it underneath your jeans.
Yes.
So obviously you don't get any patches on the outside if you're wearing light colored jeans.
Right. Do you put your tube in a tube, as it were? Your man tube in a wee tube. How does that? I am miming this now, as you can tell.
I know, and it's very. I don't really want to be looking at you.
Okay. How does it work?
I think you're right. I think you're right. You put your tube in the tube, and it goes down the tube into the big tube.
Right, and then where does the wee go?
Into this bag.
Right, and then what? You have to deposit it when you get out of the car later.
Deposit it out of the car later or just deposit it out of the car as you're driving?
Well, then again, you run into the problem of having to take the bag off while driving. But no, here's what should be, because you can recycle that. So
The wee or the tube?
The wee. So what they should do, the tube should have a connector on the end to connect to something on the dashboard, which feeds your wee into the screen wash. And then, because it's warm, this would be good in the winter, you don't need to come out to your car with a kettle, do you? Get the frost off the glass. You could literally urinate into the screen wash and then fire that at the window and then wash your window, clear the ice from your window with warm.
Do you know what would be
toilet?
Even better? You drive along, you go really, 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 really fast, you put your screen wipers on, and then we splurts that person you hate.
Right. I mean, yes, if you want, but really, I was
I'm just giving you ideas of other things you can do.
More
about
the screen wash. The screen wash idea. That's my idea.
Well, my idea is to wet horrible people with.
Yeah, but if you wanted to do that, you could just do that anyway, couldn't you? You could stand on wee out your car window at people as you went by. Or if you really didn't like, name me someone you don't like.
John Holmes.
Right. So John Holmes, right, is walking down the street, right, and you, because of your dislike for him, I got up very early that morning.
This is you, by the way, so you don't need to call it him.
I'm aware of that. Right, okay, so I'm walking down the road, and you've got up very early. I know you do anyway, to do the breakfast, but earlier than that. Right, but you've gone to where I live, specifically, and where I'm going to be walking. And what you've done overnight is drink heavily, which I know you do anyway.
Yep.
And then you've taken the time to urinate big puddles of it, right, on the side of the road. Okay, that's what you've done. So what there is outside my house now are big puddles of urine. And then what you could do is go back home, get a car, come back to my house, wait for me to get up and walk outside, then drive fast through the urine puddles that you've created overnight, thus splashing me with the urine. And therefore, I'm now urine soaked. You could do that.
You know, Victoria is waiting to do the news, and you've just spent 3 minutes telling that story that we're never going to get back from our lives.
You said, how would you?
Yeah, but
you're the one who brought
security guards outside your house are not even going to let me in. So
you haven't got to get into the house; it's the road outside, and
your big driveway with the hills and the fields.
And the gates.
I'm not going to get into the gates.
But you're outside the gates. You know, okay. I've never let you through those gates. So basically, you're the one who brought up wazzing on people that you don't like, not me.
And you just entertained my idea.
What's your other story?
Moving on. So, Cheryl Cole has got a new tattoo. Well, that's a bit of a show, isn't it? So Cheryl Cole's got another tattoo.
I punched a toilet attendant in the face in a nightclub in Guildford in 2003?
No, because there's not enough room, because she's got enough tattoos around her body already.
Right.
So she's got a new one on her cleaving etching, whatever that is.
On her what?
Cleaving etching. What's the etching part?
She's got a tattoo on her cleaving etching. Are you making up new euphemisms for...
For?
Hoo-ha's now. I mean, what are you doing? What's a cleaving etching?
I actually have no idea. Do you know what cleaving etching is?
Well, no, that's why I asked you.
Oh. I don't know, that's why I asked you.
Well, that's a great story.
That is the story. Moving on, Brits now drink 50% more than in the early 60s.
What, their early 60s or the early 60s?
In the 1960s.
Right. We drink more.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
Obviously.
Great story. That's the Diversity Paper Review. It was with Johnny, who is a...
Jew.
Thank you. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And it's just coming up to 3:30. In the next half an hour, Paul Rossmaster, Julia Hartley Brewer will be having her knowledge tested as to Talk Radio's Full Set Breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. It is Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Greek search teams say they found debris after an Egypt airplane disappeared over the Mediterranean last night. Two pieces of wreckage have reportedly been seen off the island of Crete. 66 people were on board, including one from Britain. Egyptian aviation minister Sherif Fahi thinks it's more likely to be a terror attack than a technical fault, but he doesn't want to speculate.
No facts has been put forward to us to make us make a clear statement about what happened. We need to wait. We analyse the feedback we get from our partners.
Police say it took 7 minutes to detain a man after a report that someone had jumped over a perimeter wall at Buckingham Palace. The Queen and Duke of Edinburgh were at home last night when it happened. A 41-year-old is being questioned on suspicion of trespassing. Tobacco companies have lost their High Court challenge over government plain packaging rules the day before they're due to come into force. The government says it's a victory for a generation that will grow up smoke-free. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt says he regrets the strikes by England's junior doctors. He's told the Commons he's heard and understood medics' frustrations during talks which led to a deal yesterday. Under the settlement, Saturdays and Sundays will attract premium pay if doctors work 7 or more weekends in a year. And Scotland's First Minister has criticised Muir Field's refusing to let women join the golf club. Nicola Sturgeon's called the result of a ballot indefensible. The course has been removed as a venue for the Open Championship as a result. The weather: rain will clear eastwards overnight with lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow will be mainly dry and breezy with some warm sunny spells and only isolated showers. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. That's great.
You're welcome, John.
I wasn't even in the room. I walked out there.
I know.
Fine. Right, 3:31. Have you finished, by the way? Have you done everything you need to do? Or?
I think you know I have finished.
Okay. Paul Rossmaster coming up next, along with Vexen Le Crowley. He is, of course, friend of the show. He's the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He'll be here next with his thought for the day for Satanists.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:32 and, well, I Cornelius, I don't know about you, but earlier... I was just walking along the south bank there just to come.
Oh, that's nice.
To get to the tent. Yeah, it was nice. And there was like a you know, they get street entertainers, don't they?
All along there. Some sort of festival.
Yeah, there's always a festival like down there in London, isn't it? Yeah. And anyway, what did I spy? But you know, there's living statues that you get where it's just a man. Yeah. Well, it was really clever, this one, because I still don't know how they do it. Right, it was just as Yoda. Right, it was like the Yoda one.
Yeah.
And he sort of seemed to be floating in midair.
Wow.
Just floating midair like a living statue. But his one hand was just resting on the news.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, I couldn't work out how it was supporting his weight because it just looked wrong. Yeah. It's got to be some kind of trick, but I don't know how they do it. Have you seen them?
Have I seen the news? Yeah. Well, I went to see the news last night because it's the last time since I saw the news.
Yeah.
And it's getting on now.
Yeah.
And yeah, but you know, and the thing is with the news is it won't be around forever. So it's nice to cherish the time that I do spend with the news.
With the news, yeah. And they do appreciate it, the news. Don't they? But I find the whole thing quite complicated.
Well, John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, we do help you to understand the news, and we do it by stripping all the layers away and taking it right back down to its base form, which is, of course, as you know, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Doctor's New Deal. Glad their waiting time was less than with the NHS.
The news in haikus. This afternoon, you've been pitching sitcom ideas to us for us to pass on to the BBC, and the reason why is because Ben Elton's new sitcom, Upstart Crow, starring David Mitchell, for once for a BBC sitcom, doesn't have the name of the character in the title in a completely contrived way, such as Ben Elton's other sitcom, The Right Way, where a man called something or the right worked in health and safety. That's the template. That's what we're working towards. Your suggestions, please, 87222.
Start your message with a word, talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
The examples we had were, of course, here's one. Where there's muck, there's brass. Where there's muck, there's brass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where there's muck, there's brass. Siamese twins, Chi Muck and Char Brass, go everywhere together.
Yeah.
They've got different surnames. They're named after pandas. Siamese twin pandas born to different fathers, starring David Mitchell. Where there's muck, there's brass.
There.
Thanks for that, James.
Josh has come in with...
Yes.
It was the last straw that broke the camel's back. Jack Straw, no, not that one, has a penchant for abusing animals. Gary Broke is an investigative RSPCA officer who confronts Straw in the Egyptian desert. It was the last straw that broke the camel's back.
There's no smoke without fire. Eddie Smoke goes on holiday for the first time without his friend Ian Fire. But his friend Ian Fire tracked him down and won't leave him alone. There's no smoke without fire. Starring David Mitchell. I'm just rattling through. There's quite a few of these now. Hang on a minute. What's that one? One in the Bush. I'm not reading that one out. Rhythm is a dancer.
Mm?
Eddie Rhythm is a dancer.
Is that it?
Starring David Mitchell. If you've got a sitcom idea for the BBC, I do pass it along, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
But now, of course, we welcome back our friend of the show, the High Priest from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He is Vexen Le Crowley. And this is where we invite you to take a moment to step off the world, to just sit back and just think about yourself and connect with your spiritual side. Many other radio stations do it, of course, so you'll often have a pause for thought or something over on Radio 2. And what unites all these features is that the person comes in and... I guess shares an anecdote of their lives and then tenuously links whatever deity it is they believe in to that anecdote. But they're all the same. Christians, imams, rabbis, those are well catered for. What isn't well catered for, of course, are the people who worship the devil. So here he is, Vexen Le Crowley this afternoon, with his thought for the day for Satanists. Good afternoon, Vexen.
Good afternoon.
Now, like many people who believe that Satan is a real force in all our lives, I've recently joined a gym. I'm going about 3 times a week, 2 of those times to use the treadmill, exercise bikes and cross trainers, and once a week to break into the lockers and steal wallets and jewellery. The reason I joined, well, apart from the easily acquirable hall readily available to anyone with a crowbar and the wherewithal to disable the security cameras, is that I caught myself in the mirror the other day and noticed I'd put on a bit of weight, in particular around the tummy area. Like many men my age, I've got a bit of that... middle-age spread, and as one gets older, it's increasingly difficult to shift. And it was as I stood in the bathroom looking down at my pot belly, realising that I couldn't even see little Vexen anymore without leaning forward, that I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For in the same way that my indulgences have left my body having to cope with a protruding mess at its front, so the evil desires of the dark Lucifer, lord of the ungodly pit, conspire to warp, change and bulge the world, making it less attractive to those who do not worship in his foul name. But while discipline and careful eating may reverse the process and restore my body to its original shape, the changes that the Prince of Hell enacts within us all are not so easily reversed, as minds are poisoned, and the decent turn themselves over, one by one, to the black-hearted eater of souls. And that's why I immediately cancelled my gym membership, Weight Watcher subscription, and attractive personal trainer, which, if I'm honest, I'd only got in the hope of starting a third extramarital affair, and instead headed into town and ordered one of everything at the counter of my local chicken-based fast food outlet. And when it arrived, I stripped naked in front of the whole restaurant and stuffed my face before lifting my gut out of the way in order to smear peri-peri sauce on my junk. Naturally, the staff, not to mention one or two of the customers, called the police. And, stinking of Portuguese fowl, I was taken away and mugshots were taken. And when looking at the mugshots later on, I couldn't help but notice I looked particularly fat. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexander Crowley there with his thought for the day for Satanists. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll be back next with this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Come on.
Dad?
Windows up, kids.
Mine's stuck. The cow's licking my face.
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's 5-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 700mm aluminium workstand for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Hello, son. Good night.
Shut up, Dad.
I remember nights in Winkers.
Shut up, Dad.
I first knowed your mum.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, with tongues, anyway.
Shut up, Dad.
Ooh, like two starving octopus.
Dad, shut up.
Fed up with Dad's taxi? If you're over 18, you can get your very own Citroën C1 with everything you need, including 3 years insurance, for one monthly payment. Get your own car with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems now on the M3 southbound in the Surrey stretch, reportedly slow and partially blocked because of an accident involving a car and a lorry between Junction 3 at Bagshot and Junction 4 for Blackwater Valley route. The A30 around Exminster and Devon westbound still partially blocked because of an accident. It's busy as you squeeze by between the A38 and the Alphington Junction. Around Monk's Heath in Cheshire, the A34 Congleton Road at the junction with Chelford Road is very slow on all approaches for emergency repairs to a water main which burst. I'm Liz Saul.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee, tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay then, coming up to 4:15 on a Thursday afternoon, let's do this. It is time for today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Questions, knowledge, tests about Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross, of course. And on the line to play today, having her knowledge and patience well and truly tested, it's only Talk Radio mid-morning presenter Julia Hartley Brewer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Let's face it, I was the only one who answered the phone.
Yes, that's correct. You were the last person we called.
Do I get a point for that?
Oh, no. It's not that easy. Julia, how are you? I know how the show was this morning because I saw you when you finished it. What have you been doing
Indeed.
In the gap? What have you been doing
Indeed.
In the gap?
Oh, you know, napping, that sort of
napping.
Thing.
Napping?
I'm old.
There's nothing that stirs the loins more than the thought of a napping Hartley Brewer. right, listen, I mean, how well... I know you work here, and I know you hang out in showbiz circles. Not in the same sense that Paul Ross does, but do you know the man well?
Do I know the man? Do you know what? We've done a lot of television together. We've done more TV together than we've done radio together, but I've done my honing up, but I have to say, I think he's something of an enigma.
He's an enigma wrapped in an enigma.
Absolutely.
Wrapped... in an enigma.
Enigma, yeah.
Wrapped in some bushes. On a Maidenhead roundabout. Right, Julia.
Behave.
You've got three questions, all right? And there are A, B and C answers mostly. But what you're looking to do, Julia Hartley Brewer, is get some points.
Okay, I can get to some, yeah.
And if you get some points, that will put you on the top of the leaderboard, along with everyone else who's ever played it.
Okay, just any points at all will actually help me with this. You know, I turned down University Challenge, don't you?
Right, well, this is up there with that. Some points is what you're looking for. Are you ready to play, Paul Rossmaster?
I am ready to play.
Here we go, then. Question number one. Controversial classic American book fiction news now. And there is the news, although not recently, that the controversial classic work of American book fiction Huckleberry Paul Ross by Mark Twain has been re-edited to take out potentially offensive language. The controversial classic American book fiction tells the story, of course, of Talk Radio breakfast presenter and 13-year-old poor Mississippi boy Paul Ross, who spends all his days playing along the banks of Talk Radio with his pal Tom Sawyer, who he'd first met on a roundabout near Maidenhead. The book contains the phrase full set, which these days is a very offensive term, despite no one having any kind of clue as to what it means. But Huckleberry Paul Ross isn't the only radio-based classic work of children's literature, Julia. Name the other one. Is it A, The Woodland Tales of Nick Grimshaw the Pooh? Is it B, E. Nesbitt's classic work, Five Children and It, it being 1970s Radio 1? Or is it C, Swallows and Paul Gambaccini by Arthur Ransom?
I'd be tempted for D, Little Ross on the Prairie, but I'm going to go for C.
You're going for Swallows and Paul Gambaccini?
Yep.
It's the right answer.
Get it.
Good work. Question number two. non-topical or relevant assassination news. And this week is about 6 months and 1 week away from the anniversary of the shooting of the talk radio full set breakfast presenter and president of the United States, Paul Ross. It was as the former host of Japanese game show remake Endurance UK was travelling to the Challenge TV studios in an open-topped talk radio newsreader, Victoria Bourne, that a would-be assassin discharged his weapon from his vantage point, which was inside Saturday breakfast presenter Penny Smith's depository. But the assassination of Paul Ross isn't the only radio-based American history event. Name the other one. Is it A, the dropping of LBC's James O'Brien on Hiroshima? Is it B, the Japanese attack on Radio 1's Nick Grimshaw? Or is it C, the news last year that Chris Moyles was coming back to radio, which for many was the beginning of the Great Depression?
The answer is A, the dropping of James O'Brien.
Is the right answer. Very
yes.
Good. Final question.
Two.
This is very good. You've got a final question here, and it's a music question. So listen carefully. I need you to listen to this music. That was, of course, the 80s hit I'm Not Scared by Patsy Kissed Me Full on the Mouth at the Commercial Radio Awards on Tuesday, Kensit, and her band Eighth Wonder. Here's your unrelated question, Julia Hartley Brewer. With their awkward lumbering gait, elephants, like the popular full-set talk radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross, moving at high speed, are not the most graceful of animals. But the question is, do they walk or do they run? Now, scientists studying Paul Ross has found he does both at the same time, as by observing the hefty creature in its natural habitat, peering through the windows of cars in secluded countryside, they found both elephants and Paul Ross run with their front legs, but walk with their back legs. Here's your question. Name five famous walks. Five famous walks.
Silly walks. Monty Python.
Good.
Diana walk. The memorial.
Yes.
Diana.
I'm going to have to put the time on you. Yeah.
A canter. A meander.
Good.
A stroll.
Right.
A leisurely stroll. That's a subset of the stroll.
Okay, that's when your time's up. Hang on.
I've got time.
No, you're on as a timer. Here's what's written on the card. Five famous walks. I had the Lambeth. You can have that. Like an Egyptian. The Ministry of Silly. I'll give you that because you said silly.
Yep.
Kitorki. Oh. And Uz Crisps.
That doesn't count.
I don't make the rules.
You do.
Oh yeah. Right, so let's find out how many points you've got. You are looking, Julia, for some points. We're just going to check the system.
I'll just check the system.
And you know, Julia, working here as well, that the system is quite slow. So do bear with us.
I've got to be honest with you. I've been there a couple of months. I don't think there is a system.
Well, yeah. Well, that's it's so slow. It's barely noticeable as a system. Just bear with us, though. We're just checking the system. Quite a slow system.
Well, I think the hammering's probably not helping.
Oh, it helps.
Ow! So, is someone actually praying?
It's quite a slow system. Just hang on, Julia. It's a slow system.
It's ready.
Okay. How many points did Julia Hartley Brewer score on this week's edition of Paul Ross Master?
I can confirm, yeah. Julia, you scored.
Yeah.
Some points!
But is.
Yes!
Wait, is that enough to get her to the top of the leaderboard?
Yes, it is!
Yes, it is!
Yeah! Yeah! Julia!
Well done, Julia. You got to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else.
Brilliant. Can I just have to say one more thing? Can you guys clear up the studio this time before you leave?
Nope. Right, that's Cornelius's job, as you know, and you work with him, and you know what he's like. So, you know, unlikely, isn't it? He doesn't really do much, let's be honest. Julia, thank you so much.
I'm so proud.
Oh yes, your finest moment. Julia Harley Brewer there on Paul Ross Master on Talk Radio. So this afternoon, then, here on Talk Radio, you have been pitching your sitcom ideas at us for us to pass on to the BBC. It involves the protagonist having their name in the title. Similar to Bounds The Right Way, where somebody called Wright worked for health and safety. That's the kind of... So we've had many of these. A Stitch in Time, for instance, that was Jane Stitch, who was a seamstress with a magical sewing machine that transported her to the past, starring David Mitchell. I think that came in from Christy. Cornelius, what else have you got?
Yes, Louis has said this. It's called You Won't Believe What Happened Next. Tony Won't loses his job as a Coast Guard, but after spending just one day on the internet, he applies for a job with an online clickbait article website. You Won't Believe What Happened Next.
Shepherd's Delight. Eddie Shepherd pleasures sheep with a blancmange-like dessert, starring David Mitchell. got some other ones here for you. Take a Chance on Me.
Eddie Chance
has got an STD, and he's trying to persuade his girlfriend to sleep with him while playing Monopoly and listening to ABBA. Take a Chance on Me. Starring David Mitchell. Take My Breath Away. Eddie Take applies for a job at the Swiss clinic Dignitas and is surprised when he finds out what he has to do. Take My Breath Away. Your sitcom idea is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with anywhere you like.
Sam Delaney's here. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hello, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. What's coming up on the Sam Delaney programme?
Well, there's this the news of the Egypt air crash. We're still waiting for, like, further details on that. No one really quite
What's
knows.
What's the latest that we've got at the moment? The
latest we know is that it's gone down, that the official line is this looks to be more likely... The Egypt Aviation Authority said this appears to be more likely to be an act of terrorism.
Right.
Technical fault, but that's not been confirmed.
Okay.
But we know there are 66 people on board, and it's gone down the Mediterranean off the coast of Greece. So our team will be keeping us across the info, and we'll be speaking to various aviation security experts to get a little bit more insight over the next 3 hours. Elsewhere, we'll be talking about this Scottish golf club that have decided it's a good idea to keep women out. So it was already women only. Now it says, yeah, we're going to uphold that. We've had a review of our laws and we've thought, yes, it was a great idea to not allow women into this club. But now they can't stage the Open because the golf authorities have actually shown some progressive thinking and said, no, we're not having any more sexist clubs stage any of our big tournaments.
Right.
So, you know, I'm all for shutting down all golf courses anyway, or having one or two and reclaiming them to build social housing on.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, it takes up something like 60% of all land in Britain, golf clubs. And it's just basically for a handful of really boring guys in bad clothes
to walk around.
To exchange their intolerant opinions on things, isn't it?
Yeah.
So why can't we knock those down? Those guys can find other hobbies, just like drinking themselves to death in a pub.
Yeah, but there'll be other places they can exchange intolerant opinions.
Yeah, village pubs, etc.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah.
And so they can just do that there and not worry with the hitting the ball around the stick business, which is probably a pain in the bum for them anyway. They only go there so they can arrive at the bar and make jokes at the Polish barmaid who laughs out politeness but secretly despises them.
And goes home and cries.
And that's basically what it's in it for them. So why can't... They don't need that huge amount. There's so much land on a golf course, isn't there? So just reclaim that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying get rid of all golf courses. I think keep them. But, mate, just put all the holes closer together.
That's true. Then you get round quicker.
You get round quicker. And literally, like a couple of yards apart.
I mean, we all like crazy golf. You like crazy golf, don't you, Con?
Yeah, I love it.
And, you know, it's like, what's nice about it is it doesn't take too long before we get to go for a drink.
There's
always
a nice windmill or something.
Yeah, exactly. Knocking it through the windmill or through a fish's mouth or something like that is much more fun.
And if the Open changed to be that, I might watch it then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'd be a million times more interesting.
There you go.
So, you know, golf obviously has many problems. Sexism is just one of them. Racism's another.
Yep.
And just boringness is probably the overriding problem. So they're going to be they're in trouble, and we're going to be finding out why they've decided to ban women. What? I don't know. They used to say that golf, someone told me that golf stood for originally gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard that.
Apparently that's where the name comes from.
All right.
We'll get to the bottom of that.
Do. Right, that's Sam Delaney. He's got all of that, and I dare say more, from 4 here on Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow on your Friday. It's Some Request Friday tomorrow, so you can request speeches and talks, and we'll play them in full. That is the end of it from us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.